Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Dry Bones, and today I had to play that Stevie because you're talking about superstition. If you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer. Even Stevie can see that is the case. Now, this morning, I want y'all to know, beautiful here in the MIR, you are around the 10 regions. Welcome. I know it's Easter Sunday for many of you. And even if you don't participate, you'll be around people who want to eat up some good foods and basketball coming on at 3 o'clock, 3:30. Everybody about to head out to church. to do the biggest ritual of worshiping the sun. And this morning we had to do the esoteric Easter. It comes a point in time when you have to ask the question, what is an allegory? What is it? What is a metaphor? How do we know everybody who wrote something don't have a symbolic code connected to it? How long? Today's question would be the esoteric Easter. Now, you know, Easter go along with Passover. I'm dedicating this show to Jordan Maxwell because he was on the program. We talked about this. And there's another agenda in here, you know, that we might dab into later on. But it's a sacrificial, symbolic event. And it's sexually ordained. The whole thing is based off sex. Everything is based off sex. So you got to ask yourself, what is it that we got going on that is based by sex like this? And the name was Ishtar. And we're going to even get deep because Passover is connected. So we got to do both at the same time. Now, if y'all believe in Egyptian history and all you Egyptologists and out there, y'all putting some of that Bible history into literal sense all the time. Every part of that Bible is not taken literal. No. It's written in how many, I mean, almost 7 to 8 different ways, metaphor, symbole, poetically, allegorically, symbol. I mean, it's got a whole gamut of writing going on here that's beholden to the key makers or what it really means. When somebody opens the door for you, you got to jump in and say, oh, that's what it means. Let's just go with you Egyptologists out there, Kemet masters. The act of thousands of people being guided out of Egypt is an allegory. It never happened. Never happened. It's an allegory, but has a symbolic meaning. So I'm going to get said, y'all, y'all like to be spiritual. This is a spiritual moment today. The coming out of Egypt is an allegory for what is happening to us spiritually within. So you telling your body to come out of this captivity, which is being held in. It hasn't explored its true promised land. Now, all it means is the spiritual within means you were describing an energy moving from the left side to the right side of your brain. So the Egypt story is a metaphor for your spiritual body. Historically, it has no historic value because it never happened. Now, you can go and debate everybody and get mad at everybody, but just go. Egypt, the Kemet was very good in keeping records. Very good. And they didn't lie about going to war. They got bored. They didn't lie about imprisoning people either. But this leaving and the killing of the firstborn son, well, that means the killing of Saturn. Oh, we're about to get deep today. It's Ishtar Day. So the god that you worship wasn't even a man. Her name was Ishtar, which is pronounced Easter. And she became the Holy Spirit that lifted Tammuz. Now, look, how many of y'all even know the name of Tammuz? I mean, gift to God. What God? You want to take that one up a little bit? Remember, she was the first to raise up the son of Tammuz. Her son Tammuz raised him up, back up to glory. Now, all this sounds good when you read it in the Bible. I mean, it sounds like, wow, this man Tammuz, how she raised her son. I mean, it's like about 5 to 6 raising of the dead. Lazarus, Jesus, Ishtar, Tammuz, and Ezekiel. This is Ezekiel. All that got symbolic meaning, which is unbelievable. that to this day, people will debate you, fight you, try to act like they know everything about Kemet, except these events didn't even take place. Amazing. Now, let's go back to this. Tammuz was raised back into glory, and the date of his restoration to glory was December 25th. Right there should tell you, huh? December 25th? What? Now you can get a little idea that the story, which was a female god in its original glory, has been made a man god. So on December 25th, what they are saying is that she was the sun, and she let her son get down because he was dead in the grave, like Jesus. Jesus in the grave for 3 days. That's the three. Oh, man, it's just amazing how this keeps going on and on and on with this foolishness. That's why y'all so easy to believe in this COVID. Wait till today's program and all you Green Deal people. Oh, man. And all you people who thought they ain't genetically trying to wipe us out, like the Georgia Guidestone. Thank you, my good brother Mo. Thank you so much. Professor Mo was hit me with some stuff that was, I seen some more stuff that's going to make you think a little bit this morning. But let's finish this so we can get it y'all on the lines. Now, the Passover, which is the same thing, this is the foundation of the Passover. The whole story of Tammuz and Ishtar is the foundation for Passover. The Passover did not actually happen physically. So just get that in your head. The death ain't in jail. Okay, get that through your head. Ain't no army of aliens. That's the only thing that could have came down and knocked them off. They ain't tell you that part. That was the case, but like I say, physically, no water opened up, no sea of Red Sea opened up, or otherwise archaeology would be right in the water today trying to find out where's Pharaoh's chariots at. They'd be down there all day long looking for the chariots. They were there. Oh yeah, they'd have been down there all day long looking for gold chariots, if that's what the story is, but they had gold chariots in reality. Now let's go back to the facts here. The facts matters. The Passover did not actually happen, but there was absolutely no record of any firstborn being killed, and the Egyptians were adept in record-keeping, as many of you know, on the stone. Easter is a Christian distraction as to avoid the real meaning of what the Passover was meant to represent. So when they told you that the God of Israel said, remain in the house. The actual meaning, the key meaning is your self-meditation. Remain in your house and meditate, meaning your house, your body. And they said to consume the lamb, that is the fire energy to consume that which is in the third eye. The third eye is the lamb or Aries. They said no leavened bread. Y'all remember Passover Day? It's symbolically of the removal of sin from thyself. Meditation into a higher realm to burn off worldly karma attachment. So detach yourself. You leaven. You have depressed yourself like unleavened bread is flat. You have depressed. Decompress yourself to filter out foolishness. It's amazing when you know the keys. Then all this is about the sun, the only begotten sun that's in the sky. The sun of the sky raises and consumes the constellation of Aries and springtime. Now, look how simple this story is. What's this? How simplistic it is. Once you realize what it's talking about, and you should glorify in that happens. Because if you did not have the glorification of the celestial, we wouldn't be who we would be today. But Aries is in springtime. When the Lamb of Aries is sacrificed to the sun, we then pass over from winter to spring. So the Passover ain't nothing but winter to spring. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't be glorified or given some recognition of supreme nature, but at the same time, no historic physically done where blood put on places and they jumped over and, you know, this death angel missed like Cecil B. DeMille did for Ten Commandments. You know, he's, Ten Commandments was smooth. You know, they had all the stars, but the Ethiopians came in first, you know. I don't know if you caught these symbolics that they played in that movie. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, let me get back to the reality of this. So Aries is just meaning to be passed over. This great son of God has passed over. And guess what? The birthing of the son of God is the woman. I mean, you know, this is just unbelievable. This is a micro and macro that happens inside of us during meditation. The passing over. The whole spirituality of the Passover is about us, yourself, taking self-analysis of who you are. But it's been made to be used as a controlling mechanism to make you believe a historical event had taken place that will alter your spirituality. And they altered it all right. Secondly, today, you are under a cult called the Ancient Snake Venom Cult. Now, somebody sent me Perry Mason about the venom. Oh, man, and that's why they had to put the movie out, Venom. The ancient snake venom cult practices have evolved to accept medical practice today and use a secret bio warfare. Wow. So even our common medical symbols, which are everywhere, you see a snake is on the medical symbols. That is the cult of the Caduceus. Now they have witches and sorcerers just exchange their black robes for white laboratory coats. And then thirdly today, we're so sick and tired of you not understanding how diseases are given. Y'all claim to be historians out there listening. What practice was given to the Native Americans? For the smallpox, right? And y'all blame the white man. Oh, the white man did it. And, you know, I'm thinking, how the white man do this shit? Because he had a plague called the bubonic plague, was considered called the Black Death. It plagued and struck Europe and Asia. So when I say Asia, let me go to the Asian part. Okay. Let me check this Asian shit out, because they left out the bubonic plague. All with all you, your mind was told with Europe. And in the 1300s, the mid-1300s, when the enemy of the Mongols, a.k.a. the Tatars, that's T-A-R-T-A-R-S, the Tatars. Go look them up. They real. They right over there where that war is happening at. Guess what they used to do? The enemies, when the enemy Mongols sent diseased dead bodies on ships into the ports of Italy, and then they had nerve to take the dead body and throw them into the water supply. Don't that sound like Detroit? Doesn't that sound like Flint? They put dead chemicals. Lead, spelled backwards, is dead. So imagine the whole allegory of all of this, but actually it's happening right before your very eyes. We're about to get the program started. We're about to throw some fire on this bad boy. Can't do nothing. I got to give homage to those who've been here on this program. It was passed on to the next light of your life. And no other than my man, Jordan Maxwell.
For instance, to show you how the stories in the New Testament about Jesus is a symbolic story that's explaining to you in your human life on this earth is the war going on inside of you and on the earth too, because you're part of the earth. So there's a war going on this earth of which you are part of it. And so the same war is also, the Apostle Paul says, is going on in you. And so the war is the war between light and darkness, between intellectual and spiritual enlightenment based on intelligence and wisdom, enlightenment, or the light of the world, as opposed to the devil, which is the D in front of the word evil, which is the prince of darkness. And so the prince of darkness was set, as they said, and so it does get dark at sunset. And so a classic example of a metaphor is we're told that Jesus was arrested by the authorities. They came to look for Jesus, the Roman authorities, came into the little city, the little town, and they were looking for Jesus to arrest him. And we know that that little town was so small, it's not like the Chicago or New York. It was just a little tiny little town in the Middle East where Jesus was supposedly sitting in the garden by himself. And so it says that one of the 12 apostles was named Judas, from where we get the idea that Judas was a traitor to he turned his master in and became a traitor and ended up committing suicide because he couldn't live with himself for what he did. And so the story is that when the soldiers came in looking to arrest Jesus at the behest of the Jewish rabbis, they wanted him to be arrested and put in jail and ultimately to kill him if he could. And so they couldn't do that, but the Romans could. And so the Romans came in to arrest Jesus. But the scripture says that they had a man named Jesus, one of the 12 apostles, and he came out and with the military, with the authorities, and he went out and kissed Jesus, and so that's a very famous story about Judas kissing Jesus. And so you say, well, why did Judas, a grown man, go out and kiss Jesus? And so the Christians will tell you, well, that was to identify him. Well, first of all, that makes no sense whatsoever. Supposedly, Jesus was known all over the Middle East. He was known everywhere. Any man that's raising the dead and healing the sick and performing miracles. Even right. Caesar in Rome knew where he was. And so why would the military coming to arrest him need Judas to go out and kiss him? Well, now we know that it was a metaphor because the sun, S-U-N, is really the hottest it will ever be is in the northern hemisphere on the first day of summer. So the first day of summer in our northern hemisphere, the sun is directly overhead and it's not going any further north. So it's directly overhead and it's full blast on us in the northern hemisphere and it's really hot in the summer, and especially in the Middle East. And so the constellation that is associated with the summer was a lion, Leo, the constellation of Leo, the lion. And so therefore the Leo, the lion, becomes the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah is simply the constellation of Leo that's associated with summer. Well, as I said, the sun is really hot on the first day of summer, but 90 degrees around the calendar, around the circle, like your watch is a round circle with the 12 equal members, the 12 signs of the zodiac are the 12 numbers. Well, if you go one quarter around the circle, that's 30 days for each month, and that's 3 months, and we call that summer. But then on the fourth, the beginning of the fourth month, now he's no longer Leo the lion. He was really hot, but now he's not that hot. We call him, we say that he has fallen. And so we call the beginning of the next 3 months, we call it fall, because the sun was really hot and now he's falling. And why? And what way is he falling? Well, he's falling southward. He was directly overhead. Now he's halfway down going south. And so he's fallen. And so now from the time he starts to fall, which is in the fall or the autumn, another 90 degrees or 90 days, and he finally falls all the way down south. So he dies. To us here in the Northern Hemisphere, it is now winter, December, January, and February. It's freezing right. cold. It's ice and snow everywhere. So God's sun is dead for us in the Northern Hemisphere. The sun is gone. He's dead. And so therefore he dies on the first day of the autumnal equinox, on the winter equinox, which is December 22nd. And so now he was the lion of the tribe of Judah, first day of summer. Then 90 days later or 3 months later, he's now fallen. And so what is the astrological symbol associated with the fall, with the autumn? And that is the constellation of the Scorpio. Scorpion. The scorpion is a constellation of the zodiac that's associated with the beginning of fall. And so the scorpion is a backbiter. Well, that's what we call people who are traitors to you and who you think are your friends, and one day they turn you in or turn against you or lie to you or cheat you, and then you find out they weren't your friend. And so the Scorpio represents Judas. Right. Judas was a Scorpio because he was a backbiter. And so when a scorpion in the Middle East hits you, when you've been bitten by a scorpion in the Middle East, it has two cuts on your skin. The upper and lower cut that's left on your skin when you've been bitten by a scorpion. And the two cuts look exactly like two lips. This is exactly what they look like. So when you've been hit by a scorpion, it looks like someone has given you a kiss of death. That's why the mob has the story of, you know, they're going to kill you. They give you the kiss of death. And so they're going to kiss you off. And so that's what Judas now represents, Scorpio, the constellation Scorpio, who's going to kiss Jesus off. Now he's going to die. And where is he going to die? He's going to die down in Capricorn. You know, 3 months later, he's going to die down south. And when he dies down south on December 22nd, And the sun rises on the lowest angle is in the first day of December 22nd starts the winter, official winter. And so when the sun comes up down in Rio, down in South America, it comes up on a particular degree. It rises down there on a particular degree. And that's on December 22nd, the official first day of winter. Mm. And the next 2 days, the 2nd and the 3rd, December 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, for 3 days, the sun does not go any further south, and it doesn't start coming back northward either. So the ancient people said the sun was moving every day 1 degree and 1 day at a time until it finally hit the lowest point in the sky, which was December 22nd. But it rose, and the U.S. Navy can show you how that's with their instruments, that the sun rises down there in Rio, down in South America. It rises on the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th on the same identical degree. It doesn't go any further south, and it doesn't come back north. So the ancient people said the sun, God's sun, died for 3 days because he's not moving at all. So he's dead for 3 days. But then on December 25th, the sun actually moves and rises 1 degree northward.
Mm.
And so the U.S. Navy can show you with their instruments that the sun actually moved 1 degree northward. Well, if it hasn't moved for 3 days and it was dead, it is now born again. It's now coming back to life.
Right.
Now, for the next 3 months, December, January, and February, and now it begins to come back, and it's going. It started on December 25th. It moved 1 degree northward, and so for the next 3 months, it's going to move 1 degree every day northward. And so the ancient Egyptians realized, and the ancient peoples realized, that the sun is now on his way coming back to us in the northern hemisphere. And so he's been dead for 3 days, but he's born again. Now he's coming back to us. And so the very first week of what we call spring, and so in spring, the sun has crossed over the equator to officially start its journey back to the northern hemisphere again. And so the ancient Egyptians said the sun, when it crosses over the equator, begins the annual journey back to the northern hemisphere. And so he was dead in winter, but now he's going to spring back to life.
Mm.
And so they called it spring because he's spring.
Now, we'll take some calls because you have sprang back to life after hearing some of that, I'm sure. Let's see. Such an allegoric story. Such a powerful story. Anthropomorphized by human being experience. Ain't that wonderful? Human being experience. Let's take some calls. You on the Helios. Go ahead, 9927.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. All right, resurrection, everybody, because that's what it's all about.
Yes.
Resurrection.
Yes.
Right. Okay, because resurrection does not mean Jesus coming to save you or coming out of some crypt. It's your mind coming out the damn crypt. I'm glad you put that for real. For real, because we need to free our minds so our ass can follow the right way. That's the truth. I mean, we have been deceived for a very decades on centuries to keep people or beings into power over us. I mean, they've been wanting this world. They want this realm, this particular realm right here. Either they trapped in this realm, and the best way to do when you trap somewhere is to take it over. And you use the being that's in this realm to take this realm over. So either you disguise yourself as that, you learn everything about it, and then what you do, you reverse it. And that's why I say the past is the present, the past is the future is the past. We never left the future. We always been in the future, and what they doing is taking the past and bringing it forward to today, to present. which is now, and pretending like we been in, like, all the shit they doing now, all this technology and all this shit, this is old. This is old. This has just all been reinvented, all been dug up, resurrected, and redone. And, yeah, we've been deceived mentally with this, with the Passover, the Easter, the Istar. I love this because I love when you brought that up with the Istar and everything. I love it because you can look it up and see it's real. And he was telling the truth because he always been involved in letting the people know what these beings are actually.
That's right. Right. And he's been on this program. He's been on this program. So glad.
Yes. They don't believe it. They don't believe that other beings is running this realm. They don't believe. I said, these motherfuckers, put it in your face. Excuse my language. Put it in your face 24/7 that they are running this realm, that they control this realm. They control the weather. They control you, everybody. They control everything. And then they put it in their theories, their movies. I don't care what country you come from. It's the same ideology that these beings, that they done made themselves into superheroes. They made themselves into superheroes. Yes.
They are superheroes now.
Everyone worshiping these superheroes, believing that, you know, oh, Spider-Man. Or the Avengers, all that stuff, those are the beings that's running the whole world. They're not superheroes. They criminals. They prisoners here with us. And they, instead of them, what they did was, shit, if we're going to be a prisoner trapped here in this realm, then we need to take it over. And they did. And we let them. We let them. We all did. But now is the time for us to see that what our ancestors did and what happened and why this happened, and for us to start resurrecting. But that's not going to happen because we love our iPhones. We love our Samsungs.
Yeah.
We love our TVs. We love our cars. We love our mansions. We think we're supposed to come out the hood.
They love these mansions.
We love being entertained or intertwined into something that makes no fucking sense. We love it. So how are we going to resurrect the minds of the people? That's a hard job. Yeah. That's a hard job.
I say,
come
out of her, my
people.
People
not going to do it. So our people love this shit.
Oh, I love it, man. Everybody, I can tell you right now, it has a ramification. But we can't escape it because it says we are of the earth and of the universe. So we like in fighting of the universe and that which is on earth. So the heaven has been brought down to earth with us being the participants of the war, of casualties of war, is that. What's your take on the tribe of Judah? I mean, actually being Leo the Lion. And if y'all don't know this, the lion was under the goddess of a woman, Sekhmet. Y'all look it up.
Everything was under the goddess of a woman. And
I think we're leaving that out a lot. We leave that out a lot.
And a lot
which
of
is
women,
a very dangerous.
A lot of women that, which goes back to the hermaphrodite, they were scientists, they were everything. So they made a lot of things. And then when they, they were scientists when they split that gene and made the man and the womb separated, and because that's some deep shit right there. The womb separated.
I listened to Jordan Maxwell, the tape we did. He got on the alien thing, and it's like, somebody had to do a experimentation to be able to figure
out
how
always
to do this.
Still it's being experimented on. So I believe we're a species that probably was a hermaphrodite at one point in time. And then they talk about how they were scientists and how they created a lot of different things. So
that's our first thing,
Yaku.
We grew up listening to these stories.
All of this impregnation, and then they had the children, and the children were separated, and then the men came. So, you know, it's a lot out there that we are being are not aware of or acknowledged. To change the word to acknowledged of, because everything has been changed so much. We won't know, you know, the real reality or the real truth of how everything started, because it's been
it's too much out there. It's hard to get. Well, our little bit of knowledge is infantile compared to all the knowledge that we do not have. Every day I learn something new. Let me get some more callers. 3364.
I thank you so much.
Hey, every day. Keep with us. Mute yourself. Come back. We're going to ask all y'all some questions because we got to find out who the Serpent Kings are. She mentioned something. 3364.
What up, man? I'm just listening, man. I got the power. I'm my own superhero, man. Okay? No fucking power on me, bro. Okay? It's all about your thought, word, and action. So I changed my thought, like your sister say, resurrect my mind. I got stronger, man. Get in the mind of the Most High Creator, that thought. How I bow. How do you think? Anyway, I'm going to mute myself. I'm in the store right here, man. So I'm going to mute myself and I'll yield my time to the fam.
Don't forget that Easter dinner ready, man.
Hey, bro. It's all good. I'm muting myself.
Okay, go ahead. I got you. All right. We talking about Ishtar, Easter, y'all. The esoteric one. The one that's not going to be talked about when you go to church this afternoon or this evening. But I'll tell you what. Just go look outside. Especially here in the MIA. It is a beautiful sunshine.
These beings here, these beings in Buffalo, they don't like light. They only love death. And it's nothing but snow out here. And they never used to be like this, man. Always in April, it started getting warm, then they switched it up and started keeping the winter long, you know that, and having all these snow events in April. When I grew up in April, I was in spring dresses and little shoes and all that stuff. Now, as I got older, we got long winters.
We were still doing the ritual because think about it. As a kid, we would get Easter clothes, which would be brand new clothes. So now we are brand new. We're coming back. When winter clothes, our winter clothes was bulky, not attractive, unless you got older and learn how to dress winterized, accessorized. But when you're a kid, you're putting on anything just to stay warm. It is a transition in clothing, too. So now that we know that they're using the four elements and they know the positioning, they make clothing and making money through merchandising of the same thing. So this goes to show you that they think it, just like we said, they use the spiritual ramifications, earthly realms. Let's get something I want y'all to hear this about, because that venom, the movie Venom, the ancient practice of medicine, is about to resurrect itself. See, I'm going to use the terminology they use. They use that term, let's resurrect that self. They thought they was going to be dead. We all thought they was dead. We ain't heard from none of them, Fauci and them and everything, but now we're getting reports that they about to resurrect the new Venom. And it's all being done because people are worshiping the serpent. Now, I ain't talking about this devil fake shit. We talking about reptilian religion. Y'all don't want to hear it? Guess what? You all shall confess. Because what is about to be seen is also about to be your reality. You see they're bringing out new human beings now, new dogs. Biden was just in power the other day at a factory, and they had the robot dog walking around at the college. I think it was a black college. So they're getting the black folks ready to have the dogs in your neighborhood because you're the one now needing help from crime after you've been told to say you don't need no police. See how they play the game? It's called subliminal suggestion. And the only groups that can do this is those who have the thought pattern to weaken your spirit. That's why I put the five spirit, your head, the spirit, your mind is the spirit. This is the worshiping of the ancient snake venom cult.
For all you people who believe in reptilians, lizards, and serpent people, historically I can tell you this, that the word Messiah literally means the lizard king in demotic or pharaonic. And apparently there are quite a few people in various religions around the globe who wait for the return of the Messiah or lizard king. So as a historian, I cannot tell you if the reptilian theory is correct or not, but historically, I guess I can live with it, because the enemy within is very, very real, and they're not like us. So here we can see on his head the thing for the circumcision again, there, see? So apparently the circumcision thing has to do with the with reptilians, or in this case, Sobek, of whom I will tell you more in a minute. The word Christ is Greek and means exactly the same thing as Messiah in Hebrew, namely the Anointed One. As it was an old Hebrew tradition to massage the feet of their kings with oil, anointing. The ancient Egyptians, of whom all monotheistic religions come from, had their pharaohs also massaged with oil, namely crocodile oil, extracted from crocodile fat. You see the snake there? And you see how long their hands are. That's real pharaonic. That's one of the things by which you can recognize them. Well, watch Obama's hands. They're just like Obama's hands. These are like the hands of Obaton Ama. And guess what the pharaonic or demotic word for crocodile is? Mussha, M-S-S-H, as in demotic, just as in Hebrew or Arabic, only the consonants are being written. And Mussha almost sounds like a snake hissing, referring to the crocodile god of the pharaohs, Sobek, who once came out of the water and created the world, and as we know, a croc is a big reptile or lizard. And here we can see Sobek together with Hathor. So within this ancient serpent religion, the pharaohs await the coming of their god and creator, the Mussha or Messiah, as they force their serpent religion upon humanity through torture, by force, and by the violent priests of Amun, who introduced to us a statue of man nailed on a cross, meaning that he's not allowed to defend himself, because he's got his hands nailed, that he can't run away, because his legs are nailed. And he can only move his head and nod, yes, darling, or shake, no, darling. I'm so sorry, darling, I won't do it again. Sorry, honey. Please don't hurt me. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge, I will never do it again. Yes, Mr. Judge. No, Mr. Judge. Yes, Mr. President. No, Mr. President. Anything you wish, Mr. President. Yes, sir. General, sir. And with all their invisible hocus-pocus, they want us to believe that there is this invisible guy up in the heavens who, with all-seeing eye of Amun-Ra, can see everything you do, think, or speak, and who can come down whenever he feels to either help or punish. But in reality, no one has ever seen this Superman coming down on a cloud, pulling back a bomb, or preventing a child from being murdered, raped, or run over by a car. Never ever in all human history has anyone seen the God of the heavens. Instead of that, he's let millions of children die of hunger, crime, and wars without even lifting a finger, nor even lifting his eyebrow. And billions of sheep will pray and await the return and resurrection of the Messiah, the Lizard King, also referred to as Sobek, the lizard god who created the world, who came out of the waters. And in other religions, the pharaohs also rule, as we can see in Saudi Arabia and the heart of Islam, the all-seeing eyes of Amun-Ra on a Saudi police badge. Oh, there it is again, the all-seeing eye in Mecca. They're everywhere. The all-seeing eye of the Dajjal on the Saudi police in Mecca. Oh, what do you know? So guys, stop talking about the dollar. You'll find this much nearer, guys. And here we can even see the pharaonic sun hieroglyph. See the pharaoh show. Even the word Kaaba is pharaonic. Go and have a look. There it is. It's pharaonic. The sun hieroglyph. And in the holy city of Mecca, Paris Hilton has three handbag shops in Mecca. In Mecca, where the Jamarat has already been destroyed and the Hajj has been made invalid after 2004. So we can see her small eyes and very physically big mouth, which are very typical pharaonic features.
Now, that was a little bit of what was going to coalesce with the, I say, this ancient snake venom cult, because if you look at brothers out there, y'all told us, sisters, y'all told us, look in their eyes, they dead. We just showed you last week cloning. What group would want that? Now, this goes along with the Jesus story, too, because now they want to sacrifice you to the cross, just like the sun. So basically, there's a celestial war that has been cosmically known throughout the time of humanity. To this day, that physically, people who are worshiping these astrological signs on a level that is beyond our comprehension seem to have mastered this sacred art of astrology, meaning that they know exactly what time, date, whatever it takes to get the desired effects of what they want. That means they meditate just like they like we should do day and night. The inner battle with yourself is disease inside your body. They know this. The Caduceus cult creates food that is poisoning everybody on the planet Earth some form of fashion. Might be a slower death, could be a fast kill. It's all about the bite. Every snake doesn't kill you right away, except the most venomous ones. You got about a good 30 seconds or 30 minutes to find out an antidote or something to that effect. So we know now that they have used nature, astrology, and all the elements. That's why I put the five elements, water, earth, wind, fire, and spirituality. Those are the two cosmics that they are trying to kill within ourselves, and definitely the spiritual. And also, everybody, think about this. It said they exchanged their black robes for white lab coats. They're the scientists today. They told you they were the scientists. And how they're doing it is because we remain ignorant, just with the Passover. We have not passed over spiritually. And those of you in the craft know, it says, I passed over the water. Yeah, that's they passed over all your degrees. So basically, we've been bamboozled into believing this story because it has spiritual ramifications of captivity. That's why they nailed the Jesus from the story of the son being dead
they do their bidding during these times of where the dead is glorified. See, some people worship the winter. You know, that's why we do Santa Claus and everything. But we're talking about Easter today, the most profound of all, because Good Friday was 3 days for Jesus, the Son. And just like we got three levels of humanity, you know, it's the holy of holies, and then the spiritual. So basically, it's our phase of life. Where are we at in this phase of life? Many of you are fearful. That's part of this reptilian fearfulness. Created fear. Created fear on every level. Every level, there's created fear. First one, fear of dying. But you say you believe in Jesus, because then you should always be, you should be not fearful of dying. If that's what your Christian world believes, is that what they believe? Funerals is not even sacred to us no more. They're monumental money grabs. The funeral god, Anubis. It's monument. Now, some of these guys, they created these industries. Because everybody know the funeral business is probably the most richest business outside of drugs. Death. The doctors prescribe pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceuticals come from the ancients. Everybody have taken some pharmaceuticals, some form of fashion. You've been in a doctor, hospital, whatever, automatically. Who taught them where to put where the pain will go? Somebody had to do experimentation on humans in the ancient days to see what plant life, what life, whatever it would kill, what would heal. And you just heard they're using crocodile. How many of y'all, we got crocodiles here in Florida, alligators, big time. And guarantee you, you only want to eat them with gator bites. That's just the tail. Does have a chicken taste. But as far as us eating the alligator and all the organs, not in the stores at all. Just in certain sections of the South, Louisiana, Florida, gator country. Alabama probably would be more understanding of gator meat. And those of you who don't know, they used to make alligator shoes. Show you how they used to make alligator shoes. They used to put the actual babies into the water. Sacrifice, all again, sacrificing the children to get a monetary gain. Alligator shoes. Now, we talking about profiteering, profiteering, profiteering. And we are now watching Europe sucker the whole world. Again, same group, if you think about it. Same group of the bubonic plague, Europe and Asia. They met the Mongols, which is what? Turkish, Turkey, Istanbul, Afghanistan. And then I'm going to hit about this political thing because the symbols used on some of this is the elephant for the Republicans and the goat, you know, for the Democrats. Now, just on symbology of animals, you would think y'all would know that the goat, the jackass, whatever it is, you know, is a very strange animal, the jackass. Think about the name of this symbol. Then you got the symbol of the elephant, and that's a majestic family of the dinosaurs. I said, well, that's a hell of a symbology of these animals for these for all our groups that we affiliate with. You know, we affiliate ourselves to animal cults as well, especially in the NBA, the Atlanta Hawks, the Buffalo Bills, all take on the personification of the animals that represented that area. And so the spirituality now of these sacrifices, the sacred Easter and all this, goes to show you that we are bona fide connected to the celestial. Because even if you don't participate,
You still got up and you looked in the sky to see what type of day it was. You don't see, the sister says she don't see no sun. That means you ain't getting no vitamin D at all. Now, I've got the tape. I got to play. I'm going to probably have to play it next week because it did not come through on the thing. But it's one of the tapes that my brother gave from D-Lo. And the medical industry, particularly the cancer people, I'm going to have that tape next week for sure. I'm going to try to download from another source, have been caught in making sure that the black community get the most cancer. Came out in a journal, said because of our melanin, it caused us to be more susceptible to the death rays or the chemo. This came out. It's been out, but I've happened to get a whole thing, Brother Mo, as usual. We got some people thinking all over the country. And it said that they make all their money targeted off the black community, the cancer people. This came out their own journals, not me. I ain't said it. And I thought about that, man, this is the cult of the Caduceus. Who would do such a thing? Targeted people. Then it said that the reason why they get cancer is because blacks was vitamin D inefficient. Just don't have enough vitamin D. So now you might see why they blocking the sun, the only begotten sun, from your mind. Because that vitamin D comes from the sun. So these are the practices. Go ahead.
You seen the article I sent you where they put melanin in computer chips, man. You know that, right?
Melanin computer chips, I've seen it, and that's part of the reason why they said they want to give us cancer because of our melanin in the skin. They said it'd be more susceptible. It's amazing. Electronics. Absolutely electronics. Now, I got to find out who patented that because that's amazing what he said. Go ahead and give a little, it was about the melanin and computer chips. And I said, well, who's designing that? And I want y'all to go look it up. I might have to send it to you. Oh, yeah, if y'all have to see this. It's amazing. What's your take on that when you seen that? I mean, I'd have been frightened. Maybe that's where all the missing black women gone to, the computer world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And see, melanin know how to absorb heat. So you when computers and stuff generate a lot of heat, so you put the melanin in the chip, so the shit don't overheat. That's
there
what they use in that melanin, man. And then the funeral home, they called my man Richard Mizell Funeral Home, man. He selling body parts, man. He the one that had Trayvon, my mama. Then he went to Valdosta, Chicago. You better watch your boy Mizell Funeral Home, bro. Okay. He's selling body parts, man. They caught him going all over the country. When these sobs happened when somebody got killed, he might have done went to Grand Rapids to get that brother that got shot, man.
Now, that's where the cult, let's go there. Let's go there because that, to me, sounds like what I'm talking about when I said that this group, they want body parts for experimentation. Ain't no telling what they've done with these organs around the earth. Ain't no telling what laboratory, mysterious laboratory that we would probably never know of, but guarantee it probably exists, that is doing the island of Dr. Moreau, trying to make guerrilla armies of men. I heard they wanted to make the men turn into super soldiers where they pain, they get shot, and they still keep fighting. It's just the type of thinking these people are doing. Or whatever they are doing. Let me get some more calls. 7472. Welcome to the Helios. The Esoteric Easter.
Grand Rising and greetings to the family.
There
what's up, Dry Bomb?
Yes, Brother Kwame, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we're looking at something, how soon we forget. Today is Easter Sunday. Last year, Easter fell on April the 4th. April the 3rd. 2021 was the grand opening of the gym where they paraded 22 mummies from Cairo down to the Harem Het, to the Sphinx, and opened up what they call now the fourth great pyramid. And then in November, they sent Ramesses II to Houston, Texas, to be exhibited in the museum. Mm-hmm. This is all ritual. And this is why they did that, moving those mummies and parading them on April the 3rd, that Saturday evening at 6, that they moved all of those 22 mummies into that great museum, is because they're divinely orchestrating the celestial plan that is happening right now. When you look up in the heavens, if you have a Skyview app, you can see that all five planets, you're talking about Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Venus, and Saturn, are in between the sun and the moon. So those five make seven between the sun and the moon, total of the planets. July the 4th, 2020, was the exact, all six planets was on one side of the sun. What they're doing is that they're, as you call it, the Helios Biblios. They work in the plays from the book. And they're working the plays with the planets. And they're orchestrating their attempt to degenerate the human DNA. Because as we know it, is that we've moved from the 6th strand to the 12th strands. And so what they're doing is infecting the genetic, or what they're looking at doing is genetic annihilation of the species, as many as they can, to get down to the what? Georgia Guidestones. They only want 500 million on the planet. And they're in the process of genocide. And what are they doing, especially with gendercide? Because we're looking at this whole thing about gender. And if you get young boys to believe they're girls, young girls to believe they're men, that's elimination of them reproducing. So you got the prison industrial complex, you got the gendercide, you got the shock. And then you coming up with the AI, artificial intelligence, you're talking about virtual reality and augmented reality. Brain training, that's all that is. Brain training, because the brain don't know the difference. If you put a pair of goggles on in front of your eyes, or if you're looking out through a glass window, it don't know the difference. So what we're seeing is, and what you're doing is on this show and the other shows, is that we're trying to awaken the minds of our people. Because if we don't, it's going to be a lot of people disappearing. And, you know, you're talking about honorary. The thing that gets it is my cousins own a funeral home in Mississippi. When they go to the convention, they have a big laugh. They say, we went to school to learn to embalm people, but these people eat enough preservatives and additives, we can put them on the shelf for 5 years.
Yeah. And that's my, but then again, you know, let's take that art form, and it's just the mummification art form that was taught in the ancient days. So I'm thinking, wow, this is one of those ancient things that has made a market worldwide, is the market of death. And I don't know what you think. I mean, sometimes I take it could be a good thing. I don't know. It depends on how I take the technology. The technology, some people are sick enough, or I won't even say sick enough because it's not my judgment. Some people have enough money to say, I want to have my wife with me for another 5 years, even though she's dead. But I got to pay $500,000 to get this done. Some people are going to do it because they figure I get to see her. She's a mummification in our living room or some bullshit, you know, somewhere. I mean, how do we take that? See, that technology, could it be good? Could it be evil? How's your take on one? Because I know they do a lot of crazy stuff in the funeral home. I'm even known to have sex with the people, which is called... necrophilia is very big in funeral home. Necrophilia is big. When I say big. Go ahead.
But what you're talking about is embalming, or what we did back in Kemet mummification is,
right.
You take the Egyptians knew you could take a hook put it up through your nose and pull out your brain. That's why they took and swabbed and took the samples out of your nose, because it's connected to your brain. That's the best DNA they're going to get out your body. But you mummify a person by using what's called brain tanning. How do we get leather coats and leather shoes and all of that? Because it would turn into rawhide if you didn't brain tan it. You take the brain and you mix it with water, and then you soak the skin of the animal to make it flexible again. And so this is what they did was cryogenics, is when they froze the person until they could get the science and thaw them out and remake them over with the DNA and the cloning now that they've been able to do.
Right. I'm just saying, you're right. I can't even, all we do now is just solidify how do we take this type of technology, because it has a good side in some cases. Like I say, if you want to be living, like the question we ask anybody would say, well, why the pharaohs, I heard this before, people, why they want to be in their human body form for this period, because in their mind, that's all they know is of this body form. So they feel that this body form should be able to transcend into the celestial astral planes, what they claim. And, you know, people have said it has done. So is that like a good thing in a way? Because like they're trying to say like, hey, my body is still intact, sometimes with the organs in them. That's very deep mummification. The organs could be put in there too, and you don't rot out.
Well,
I think it's good. I think it has some good behind it. I don't know if I can afford to have it.
And what you're saying is correct, because it's good, because we preserved the organs and the bodies, and being able to what? We can go in and tap into DNA, to the science now that we have. We can take dinosaurs and go inside and take the marrow and use that to create their DNA again and remake that from that DNA that comes from those bones. So what you're looking at is being able to create the genius of a people through the DNA, but you also can cause a destruction of a people by taking the DNA and turning it back into a virus. So if you go dig up people with bubonic plague and all these other diseases, as they found in different places, then you can reinvent that disease and send it back out again to plague the world again.
Now, I remember I had Phil Valentine on the show one time, and we were talking about the cloning. And now, let me ask you, because you're right there with that level of that thinking. Let me ask you, because, say, for instance, I want to duplicate your mind because it's brilliant, and you decide to tell me before you expire, I want my thoughts to be transcended, but what you got right now in your mind can probably be compiled into a encyclopedia. If we was able to say we can do that, I want to hear from all y'all. Is that bad or good, or is that a glorification for Kwame? Say we was rich enough to say, I want to put his brain into a chamber where we can have this knowledge restored. It can sound good, which I think I would be like, wow, man, we got all this information now. We got everybody's mind, even if they did. Throwing this out there to all y'all. Even if it's dead, your mind still is able to be tapped into. What's y'all take on that? Starting with you, Brother Kwame. How you think about that?
Is that for me, or you talking
to me? No, I said for you. No, for you. I said, what's your thoughts on what you said? And we were able to tap your brain into a living encyclopedia. I mean, because...
But what they've already done it. What they do is the EEG. So if you got brain waves and you got electrical circuitry running through your brain, all you got to do is put on a cap that's censored, or just like an MRI. You take it and you record the person's brain pattern. Then when you get another, then you retransmit it back into the clone brain that you did. They've been doing this. They've been showing this. Your consciousness, that's what they're calling it.
Right.
Your consciousness can be recorded.
Now I'm saying, do we take it as bad? Agree. We agree with you 100%. Do we take that as being, because some people say, that's wicked. Is it wicked? To me, it sounds like we advanced into where
we teleporting, because, you know, you always say, well, how do people did all this great stuff? I mean, you know, Brother West and all of us have talked about not even talking, using your brain, just, you know, telepathy. Is this like the return back to that? By us seeing this today, we're returning back to where our minds didn't even have to have words. I mean, we could just telepathy. You know, what you think? Is that coming? We did it before. Are we going backwards? Many of us can't do it easily today, but we see it now. We're going back to where it will be easy again. How do you think about that?
Well, I'm saying that's why I said about the 12-strand reactivation, because we're now in a consciousness coming from the cosmos, from our galactic position in our galaxy, that we're re-receiving that energy, enabling us to reactivate what they call dormant DNA, 33,000 strands of dormant DNA. That is being reactivated. So now we are able to do what we did once upon a time in the time of Kemet. And the part is that we now have to tap back into ourselves, and this is why they're causing all the interference with the 5G frequency. It's to distort the frequencies that are activating the planet and all the beings on the planet to re-evolve into the next higher self, moving from a Homo sapien to a Homo spiritus, moving from a carbon base. When you look on the periodical chart, just below carbon is silica. Silica is what you use to make crystals, and this is what you use for technology. We're forming into
Silicon
our crystalline
Valley. Yeah.
Being self.
Yeah. Silicon Valley. Yeah. Hey, you've been hitting it on the nose so far. Please keep it going. Let me take another call. Well, I'll tell you.
All I know is when you say, when I was talking to you, you say you're going to take the next call. I knew that was Kwame coming up, man. I don't know how that happened.
I gave it, Cash App gave it, who the next caller down, 855, you on the Helios, Derek, yeah, you go, hey, can you hear me? I know who you are, but I was messing with Wes, he said he got it, I was going to say, for the money, cash money game, who's the next caller, I just called him out,
I said that Derek, give my money.
That was Derek who said that. Go ahead, D. Brother D, go ahead.
I'm gonna make this real quick because I'm ironically on my way to Memphis, and like I said, the place where I'm going to is actually going to be across the street from where the Memphis Grizzlies are playing tonight. They're one of the NBA teams in the playoffs. And also, like I said, also in the city of Memphis, you got Memphis Tigers, also the college basketball team here.
Yeah, every animal. Do they got anything? I don't know what kind of animals they got over there, but I know the Memphis Grizzlies. That, you know, that's for sure. The Tigers is a universal, universally used.
When you go across the Mississippi and look at the glass pyramid sitting there, that's the Bass Pro Shop.
Yes, I've seen it several times.
I mean, a Bass Pro Shop with the fishing and all that?
That's who owned that pyramid.
All the wilderness, all your wilderness stuff that you could just, bass is very big here. Boats, everything.
Yeah.
Anything, what else going on, Brother D? You've been sitting a lot of stuff. Hit on one of them topics you've been sitting on.
Right. I sent you that Perry Mason episode about the case of the golden venom. So basically what happened, there was this lady, her son was killed several years ago, and Perry Mason had to defend her because he thought that she was accused of killing the person that killed the son, but what happened, the person that was killed, somebody put some actual snake venom in their drink. And when they drank it, they end up dying. But she didn't do it. Somebody else did.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about this venom thing, I want to go back to the third installation of the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man that came out back in the early 2000s. Now, with that third Spider-Man, was dealing with it was a different version of Venom, but that was dealing with the symbiote that came from outer space. But what was interesting about that the difference between that Spider-Man that Venom to the one that came out recently. Now, Peter Parker originally came in contact with that symbiote, but what he was able to do to fight it off, for one, he used his consciousness, and another thing he used to get it off with was a bell ringing sound. So basically, a certain vibration or a certain sound
vibration.
Was able to dip
right.
the molecules of the venom, and then it took on another personality of a dude named Eddie Brock that basically hated Peter Parker. But the thing was how it bonded with Eddie Brock so easily because his conscience, Eddie Brock's conscience, was pretty much evil, and he wasn't going to let it go. So once the symbiote bonded with him, that was pretty much it. And so I'm saying that in terms of this venom and stuff and this snake poisoning, they put in these damn COVID vaccines, and people are still volunteering to take this shit. Now, it ain't everybody now.
It ain't everybody, but I will say this: in South Florida, we did have where you could ride up and get the shot, venom shot, and I still see people from both all ethnic groups. I hate to say this, all ethnic groups will wear a mask. The majority of the people wearing a mask in Florida, and my perspective in Florida. It's 30%. The rest, 70% are not wearing masks. 30% is still trying to hold on to the mask routine. And I'm gonna tell you something. If you fly, they lie. If you fly like we do, they lie. The airlines lie to us all because they said it was gonna be gone in 2 to 3 weeks. I heard it myself on the airplane, and now we've been extended. Now this extension is outrageous.
Right.
This extension is outrageous.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want y'all to know I kept up with that story. And again, also, for those of you traveling, you're doing pretty good, man. If you're able to travel all the miles in a car, you got some gas, buddy. So we're going to have to start that cash game up again. We're ready for everybody to get back in because, hey, y'all traveling. It ain't stopping y'all from traveling. Hey, that's let you know. So we doing pretty good if y'all still able to drive and go to these different places. Now, just going to show you how the brain works. Those of us with funds able to do it. But if you don't have funds, I see the dude at this. I ain't making this up, brother. I couldn't believe it. Lucky I could see it. I put in like 25, 30. This cat had a nice-ass car, nicer than mine. That sucker only put in $10 a gas. I said $10. I think myself, he might be trying to tap it out. Gotta be. But I started realizing, I'm seeing people putting a little bit of money in their car now. Used to be they'd be at the line long and shit, putting, fill it all the way up. Man, people just tapping it.
Right.
If you they just going to 2025, because 2025 a gas ain't money. If you got to put your car at $75 for y'all. Now, y'all got to think about this. Brother Kwame said it earlier. Fossil fuel is ancient fuel from the earth. It is. It's fossilized. Whatever is down there to create this black gold is in the earth. This group feels they have a monopoly on it. Now, we going to transition everybody, just like that's why I told you that Jesus story has a ramification. You can make it an allegory for everything, really. Just like I'm going to show you how the black folks believe they was Jesus. It's easy to do it. They sacrificing us like they did Jesus on the cross. The cross is unilateral marketing, meaning that all nations is making money off us. And so they don't mind sacrificing us to keep themselves rich, and that's what they're doing. They know that you ain't going to make it. Some stores, by summertime, many of you will close up businesses. Because you ain't going to be able to keep the overhead. And if states that are you in now telling you got to pay a person
$15, $16 for this new call, Universal, because they can't keep workers here, y'all. They are actually telling workers, we give you happy hour to get them in here. Y'all sent it to me. I'm like, what? Happy hour? You promising happy hour and drinks to people now to come to work. So we're seeing a transformation now. We was in the sky, and I'm going to tell you right now, you can see the commercials. They are trying to make everybody get an electronic car. They know you can't afford it. But here's the price, everybody. Everybody who listens to the Green Deal, and I know y'all say y'all love Africa. I know y'all say y'all do. I really know you don't. Because it's impossible for you to love Africa and to know that the most diabolical plan ever devised against a group calling itself the Green Deal, trying to pretend that they love the energy efficiency and nature and we want to keep nature. Have you ever asked yourself, everybody, where do they get the materials to make a battery for a car to go 300 plus miles only off one charge? Have you ever asked yourself that? Like, you know, which I thought it was fantasy land that they just go over to Microsoft and they just make a battery. Come on, everybody. That's what
no,
they know. Go ahead.
The biggest slave trade going now is in the Congo in the cobalt mines where they're mining the material to make the batteries. And that is one of the biggest places, and there are a few other places. Even they have some here in America. This is what they're looking at Ukraine for, because they're knowing this mineral is what holds the electrical charge to run the car.
Now, he didn't know. Now, hold on. Brother Kwame didn't even know I had this. I ain't talked to Brother Kwame about this. He said all kind of stuff. But I looked this up after I kept saying why everybody loves the Green Deal. Just so you be on the same. Hey, that's telepathy. He didn't even know I was about to play this. Y'all so-called lovers of Africa, you're nothing but goddamn liars.
Climate action is the new buzzword, and why wouldn't it be? One world is all we have, and our world is at risk. Countries, corporates, and citizens claim to be doing all they can to save the planet from climate change. Green energy is being floated as one of the top solutions. We are replacing coal with hydropower, fossil fuels with solar energy, petrol and diesel cars with electric vehicles. EVs are being pitched as cleaner, greener, and sustainable. But are they? What's clean for the environment may not really be clean. Hidden beneath the shiny exteriors of an EV is a story of blood batteries. These cars drive human rights violations, extreme poverty, and child labor. Hello and welcome to Gravitas Plus. I'm Palki Sharma Upadhyay. An electric car runs on battery, you know that. But do you know what these batteries are made of? Rare metals like lithium and cobalt. Cobalt gives the battery stability and allows it to operate safely. It's a bluish-gray colored metal. It is found in the Earth's crust, or what we call crustal rocks. Cobalt has several uses, like in jet turbine generators, tool materials, pigments, and smartphone batteries. But its major use is in lithium-ion batteries. Half of the cobalt produced goes into electric cars. We're talking about 4 to 30 kilos of cobalt per battery. This metal is found all over the world, like in Australia, Canada, China, Cuba, South Africa, the United States, the Philippines, but 70% of the total supply comes from one country, Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Let's zoom into this country. DR Congo is the second largest country in Africa. Its GDP is around $49 billion. Congo is synonymous with conflict, poverty, and corruption. Beneath the country's red earth is the world's largest deposit of cobalt. 92 million people live here. Some 2 million depend on cobalt production. They are called négociants. Cobalt mining in Congo is divided into two categories, industrial or large-scale mining and artisanal or small-scale mining. What's the difference between the two? Artisanal mines are unregulated. Labor laws do not apply here. Neither do safety protocols. These mines produce 20 to 30% of Congo's cobalt. Some 200,000 miners work in these mines. At least 40,000 of them are children, some as young as six. These children flirt with death daily. They enter vertical tunnels. Most of them are too narrow for adults to enter. Inside, it's like a furnace. The children dig for cobalt under inhuman conditions. Sometimes they have shovels, but mostly they dig with their bare hands. They have no masks, no gloves, no work clothes, and sometimes just 20 minutes worth of oxygen. But these young children go on for hours. After digging, they crush the rocks, they wash them, and carry their finds to the market to find a buyer. How much do these children make? Sometimes as little as a dollar. Cobalt is a multi-billion dollar industry. It is estimated to be worth $13.63 billion by 2027, but this money never reaches a child who is spotting and extracting the metal. In poverty-stricken Congo, even a dollar is worth risking one's life. Many die trying to make this money. ABC recently profiled a woman who lost her son to a mine-related accident. The boy was 13 years old. He told his mother he was going to the market to buy coal for her so that she could cook. Instead, the boy went to a cobalt mine to try and earn an extra buck for the house. The mine embankment collapsed. The 13-year-old never returned home. Between 2014 and 2015, at least 80 artisanal miners died in Congo. In 2019, an accident killed 43 miners. According to one estimate, 2,000 illegal miners die in Congo every year. Many suffer permanent lung damage, skin infection, and life-changing injuries. In 2019, some families from Congo filed a lawsuit. They named companies like Tesla, accused them of aiding and abetting in the death and injury of children. The lawsuit Tesla. Spoke about a child. He was referred to as John Doe 1. John was working as a human mule since the age of 9. He would carry bags after bags of cobalt just for $0.75 a day. One day, John fell into a tunnel. Fellow workers dragged him out of it, but they left John alone on the ground. When the child's parents found out about the accident, they rushed to the mining site. It was too late. John was paralyzed. Doctors say he will never be able to walk again. Why do children work in these high-risk mines? Because of poverty and the hope to get out of it. Families in Congo are betting big on cobalt. It's like their crypto. Their chance to make it big. The metal's demand has tripled in the last decade. It is expected to double again by 2035. The demand is being driven by electric vehicles. Today, there are more than 6.5 million EVs on the road. By 2040, that number will touch 66 million. So that's 66 million multiplied by 30 kilos of cobalt. Do the math. By 2050, the demand for cobalt production is expected to increase 585%. Congo's families want to ride this wave and tide over poverty. Sending their children to the mines is not a choice for them, but necessity. These children end up working as artisanal miners or informal workers. They're not employed by any company, but several companies.
Now, y'all heard that. It said the parents will send them into the mine because it's a necessity. Now, y'all better think for a minute, because I know y'all don't know no goddamn Africa. Y'all can stop that shit. Don't even come on this show talking about y'all love Africa no more. It don't make no sense. Got a goddamn smartphone. Kids, you got a brand new car flaunting it around. I got Tesla right down the street from my job, and you going to tell me we love Africa? Look, I had Dr. Ngimi on this program four times, a Congo native who claimed on this show and told us years ago when it first happened that coltan was going to be used for your cell phone. It's the only type of metal. And guess who else is down there funding? Guess who actually is funding this? They said Tesla, but it's actually the Chinese. The Chinese. The Chinese. And you have, and you claim you, see, your mind is so fucked up on the white man that the Asian man is fucking you over more than anybody at this point in time. So how much astrology do you know? Ain't it the year of the dragon? Let's get the show started again. 6661, year of the tiger, or whatever y'all want to call it, you ain't ruling. 6661,
hey, my brother. Hey, my brother, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yeah, Happy Ishtar Day.
Yeah, Ishtar.
Ishtar Day. But, man, it has to be a great awakening. And this thing is happening quicker than we'll ever know. The whole thing is everything that all the bones have said, from economics to new miners, to new slave enslaved people and bringing, changing the economic code, because, you know, when the reset came, they needed new employees besides us. They've used us all.
New employees.
Now,
I like that.
Yeah,
like
new
that.
Employees. They're bringing in, you know, new immigrants into the system. You know, they're building like crazy. And in every part of every section of Northeast, West, and South, they're building. And people are wondering, who's going to stay in these overpriced homes? You know, real estate, and you've spoken about real estate for the longest, is having, you know, part of a bird in the hand and beat the others in the bush, because economics is what's going to be in forefront. And we're headed that way. It's a new Silk Road, new immigrants, new employees to come in. And so when we really need these jobs, they're not going to be nowhere in sight, because they've paid everybody else to stay home. Remember, Obama said, which way we were headed, and that's it's gonna be tough. This is what he said. It's gonna be tough, but we're gonna have to make who we can and who we can't. Who those we can't, we gotta forget about them. And this is the way it's going. And regardless of what we look at, even though the right is exposing what the left is doing, we're still headed that way, where Dracos or Count Dracos or whatever we want to call him, he's still going to come out the winner with tracking phones that they're giving to the immigrants. And they did mention it about giving it to regular Americans, tracking phones and new ways of navigating. So it's all up. We're on the precipice of the takeover from Dracos. But there is going to be a purge if we ever. I could see the purge coming into effect, because once the real common sense comes into the fold, where they're going to have to rally up those 2-point-some million immigrants that came in unchecked or whatever, and then they're going to open up they're going to track them down and get them out. So there's going to be a purge at a certain effect.
Right.
So
I see that.
I
see the purge. It's also just like the Bible story, but they be saying the allegory, but at the same time it has some literal sense. If you can purge the people out, like Brother Kwame said, which is a Georgia Guidestone, that's a purge. That means they have decided to purge the population around the globe, and that's just another way of purging a young child in a mine. Everybody can't breathe. Yeah. They said the oxygen level is so little, and you worried about putting on a mask. That's how crazy mask. These kids are going down there and with no mask on. Unbelievable.
But just think about the elders that they purged out already, because on top of the synthetic foods that they've been giving us for the longest. Now on top of obesity and all kinds of the manipulated sugars that they trigger for the certain tongue sensors in the mouth that have people overeating and stuff, and they change the whole food complex, and you have such an obese rate, and now you're asking people to put on masks, which, you know, the brain and the body requires a certain level of oxygen and water.
Oxygen.
Now,
yeah,
oxygen more than anything. Now you're going to have that. So when they, the elders, they need the oxygen. They don't get out enough. So guess what happens to that money? All that money that they had saved all those years for their retirement, it doesn't go over to their kids. It goes back into the till. So, it's a certain amount of purging that's been going on. You know, they call it COVID, which is, we know is a reset. So it has been purged. Mm-hmm. So
and
you can't
I'm
worry about it.
That too, because look, and just go with the for a minute. Tesla. Now Tesla, the news about buying Twitter and freedom of speech. Yo ass, listen to me, Tesla, listen to me. I don't know if somebody tried to tell you, it's a crazy-ass black man on the airwaves talking a lot of stuff. Yo ass should be ashamed of yourself. You are one of the number one contributors of pushing this agenda of technocrats' agenda of cars.
You know most people can't afford it. Even in Florida, there's a lot of Teslas, but not that many Teslas.
Well,
it is a lot.
It's a lot. It's coming whether we know it or not. Now, Tesla, he's for free speech to a certain account. He wants to buy Twitter, and he questioned the Saudi king, and he asked him. He said, "Well, how much stock do you have in Twitter?" He didn't answer, Tesla, he's in it
that's
with
the
agents as well. We know he is, right?
Ain't that the wrong person to ask? The Saudi king just killed a journalist, Khashoggi.
A while ago.
Yeah, and you can't.
A while ago, without accountability.
Yeah, you can't have no media talk like. If I talk like this in Saudi Arabia, I'm dead. Okay, go ahead.
The CEO that spoke at that's over the border, Tesla. He's from India. He's from that side of the world. So I listen to him, and he's against Tesla. And they're bringing in the ghost of my
Tesla.
He's against Tesla. Yeah.
Now let me ask him. We see a lot of it's a lot of growth in everything that we see in South Florida. The money is big here, no doubt about it. All levels are here. What's your take on then if they doing a purge? And in your estimation, we got some very prominent black neighborhood. Much love to Trick Daddy. I heard he had his concert. Trick Daddy doing some good things. One of my favorite rappers. Trick Daddy trying to do some stuff. Everybody trying to do some stuff. But in reality, we only see a certain group of people able to elevate, and they mainly entertainers, sports figures, small entrepreneurs who got some good good thoughts. They don't get the loan money. Are you seeing the purge through immigration? Is the purge, in your estimation, through immigration?
The purge is definitely here through immigration. Remember what happened with the Marielle. What Marielle did to African Americans during that time when we were electricians and the carpenters and the roofers and whatever, and when Marielle had that effect where they brought in a huge populace of Cuban, political refugees
workers came in
and undermined a lot of the black populace that were carpenters, were all the middle class, the hard workers, and so forth. Now, what we're seeing now here is we're seeing, how they say what goes around comes around. We're seeing a huge influx of Venezuelans and Nicaraguans and San Salvadorans. So now the Cuban community, they are getting what they had given to what they did to us. So, what goes around comes around. But one thing I can say, they do support one another. What is Latino, that's where the so-called rubber meets the road, because they still support one another in their purchases. But what they're doing is coming in and undermining those Latinos who undermined us during that time when we were coming up.
I got you coming in 1-877, but I got to ask y'all before I went questions for Mark, because this is magic. This is done on purpose. Just like I told you, the Bible says go subdue a land. That's a strategy that's been used. If you got people, now the Latin community in South Florida, I just seen it here on my news, WPLG, the Latin community has said they're conservative. They said we are conservative in thinking. They want no immigration to come in here because they preserving their standard already. They don't want a new group coming in that has a lower thinking. Now, this is what they told me. I'm good friends with a lot of people. I'm ethnically in tune to everybody because I play music. So they told me themselves. They said, we do not want this group coming in. They lazy and they criminal. I said, damn, they saying the same thing we saying about our people. They said they do not want them in here. They're going to be the ones that protect our borders. It is supposed to be our land. That's what I can't understand about y'all. Let me get some more callers. 1-877. You got other people trying to protect our borders who's going to usurp your birthright. 1-877, you want to hear those? 1-877.
Hey, Drive On, can you hear me?
All right, here you go. Go. I said 1-877, you on? Hit me, girl. Let's go.
All right. I'm on. I'm out here in this great sunlight. And I just want to say that the show is wonderful for you to enlighten us. Easter, the actual factual circumstances of our Jesus Christ and Savior to most of us has been raised to believe. And hearing the show, I know it's probably difficult for some of the folks who have been keeping on the story with the Jesus Christ. But I also want to say that Tesla, he probably was a planted seed that went wild. You know, the electric cars are part of the globalist, you know, takeover, because if the electric cars, they decide they don't want them to work anymore, they just shut them down. And then the electric cars also puts money in China pocket, because China is, in, you know, in charge of Conco. They're over there. I think they own, what, 50%?
China's
over there.
Over,
so
over, yeah,
we just know that not only is it a detrimental to the children in these poor countries that have this wonderful resources, but it is also enriching the communist, socialist, you know, China party. So this is wonderful that you are enlightening us all on how we can continue to fight against these. We can really win, guys. I know it seems very difficult, you know, but it really isn't, because it's more of us than them. And how we fight back is we have to educate ourselves. We have to, you know, get this inner strength that this is our land. It's not their land. This is our oxygen in the air. This is our water. You know, this is our resources that we have. We should not bow down to them because they have a little more knowledge and they're dealing with the aliens. You know, they're dealing with the aliens to get this information. But if the aliens were so powerful, you know, why do they still need us to take over us? You know? So I think unity, dedication, and knowledge will overcome all
this. They need us. They need us to take over us. That's an amazing analogy. That's a good, we might have to do a show on that. Why do they need us to take over us is a question we should be asking right now. Very good one. Go ahead. Finish up. I'm going to take some more calls. Finish up. Go ahead.
So I just want to say peace. I just want to say peace, love, and hair grease to all those folks that know that saying. We going to overcome, as Martin Luther King said. I'm in Martin Luther King City. He said, we shall overcome.
ATL, all right. I'm going to say this. And mute yourself. Go ahead and mute yourself. I ain't going to cut nobody off. Just mute yourself. I'm going to bring everybody in at the right time. Everybody, I'm going to ask questions. I want to hear from y'all. Because y'all are the news. Y'all are the bones. See, the whole concept of the dry bones was coming together because there'll be a skeleton crew. Ain't that what they call you when you got a crew that can do things? It says, better get the skeleton crew. And that's what this is all about. Now, I got to play this for y'all. I want to hear from y'all. Because y'all said it to me. I said it to y'all. I actually physically seen the Georgia Guidestones. And I said I had to see it because I couldn't believe it was in Elberton, Georgia. And all by itself, very nicely set up. And I don't think anyone's trying to get over there to stop this. But nonetheless, I know I was watched, personally watched. I seen the truck at the top of Georgia real hilly. And I'm going to say this. It was a white dude. Now, the Rastafarian Society, I believe, put that there because the saying says a lot. And I know that they're there. The Germans that are in this country from Germany, which is most of Georgia, Georgia, King George, Germany. I'm going to say this. You don't want to kill all black people because you need black people. Who else you going to have to rule over? You ain't going to rule over the Chinese, are you? I don't think so. damn sure scared of all the whore. You might rule over the Latino world because they already been given over to Spain. Spain has already been given over to the charters of the Moroccan charter. So basically Africa is actually ruling, parts of Africa is actually ruling the United States. But you seem to don't like to hear that. And now I'm going to play something for you. Anytime a white woman can go to a black church and say, let's abort y'all children and y'all in Harlem. That's why I say, I'm from New York. My passport says New York. You know my hometown. Family came from out of New York City all the way across. And you know what? When I think about New York, I say to myself, beautiful place. But come on, y'all. Look what's going on in New York State. The mayor is Isaac Hayes. He actually had to tell us he a vegan. Motherfucker, I don't care if you're a vegan. I want to know what your policies. You can eat shit for all I care, as long as you give me what I ask you to do. So that's a play. So they're using black faces. And why am I using? Because black faces are the easiest group to clone. Now, you was cloned first. That's what y'all seem to forget, what the firstborn of the begotten son means.
As founder of the American Birth Control League, which later became Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger was no doubt a controversial figure with disturbing views on eugenics, race, and population control. While some argue she even wanted to exterminate the black race, others are trying to erase that part of her past.
The Mike Wallace Interview. In the eyes of some, Margaret Sanger has been a heroine. In the eyes of others, she's been a destructive force.
In her own words, Sanger pushed for a society that limited births to those she deemed fit to have children.
Well, I think the greatest sin in the world is bringing children into the world that have disease from their parents, that have no chance in the world to be a human being, practically. Delinquents, prisoners, all sorts of things just mark when they're born.
In 1916, Sanger opened the country's first birth control clinic. As a member of the American Eugenics Society, she advocated improving the genetic composition of humans through controlled reproduction of different races and classes. She often wrote about the issue in the journal she founded, called the Birth Control Review. In 1919, writing,
I personally believe in the sterilization of the feeble-minded, the insane, and the syphilitic. The most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective.
Many point to a 1923 New York Times interview as proof of Sanger's racist motives, in which she referred to people as weeds, saying,
it means the release and cultivation of the better racial elements in our society and the gradual suppression, elimination, and eventual extirpation of defective stocks, those human weeds which threaten the blooming of the finest flowers of American civilization.
Hayden Ludwig, an investigative researcher, has extensively studied Sanger's life and writings.
She talked about the need for race betterment through controlling these weeds, basically undesirable people.
In 1939, after opening another clinic in Harlem, the birth control activists launched the Negro Project, an initiative supported by black leaders, such as civil rights activist W.E.B. Du Bois. Critics claim the program used the pretense of better health and family planning for poor blacks in the South as an attempt to limit the black race. Ludwig says some on the left grapple with Sanger's past and how to interpret her legacy.
They know when she writes about human weeds, they know that it's repulsive. They know it's disgusting. The left will never abandon Margaret Sanger. Because if they do, she's the foundation of so many of their views.
Sanger once shared her vision for a preferred race at a women's branch of the Ku Klux Klan, writing in her autobiography,
always to me, any aroused group was a good group.
Despite those views, liberals praise Sanger's work while ignoring her history.
I admire Margaret Sanger enormously, her courage, her tenacity, her vision. I am really in awe of her.
Ryan Bomberger, founder of the Radiance Foundation, says abortion proponents are working to clean up Sanger's past
and what she stood for.
They have to reinvent.
I want y'all to know that was Hillary Clinton, everybody. Hillary Clinton just said that. Okay.
There's a celebration of her.
Former Planned Parenthood Director Abby Johnson says those inside the abortion industry are trained to overlook Sanger's racist views.
They give you an answer like, well, I mean, yes, Margaret Sanger was a racist, but everybody was a racist back then. You accept it because she is your hero, and she has to be your hero. You cannot question Planned Parenthood.
In 1997, Stephen Mosher of the Population Research Institute wrote about the push to repackage Margaret Sanger in the Wall Street Journal.
The reason I call it the repackaging of Margaret Sanger is because after the Nazi regime destroyed the legitimacy of eugenics forever, they then went back and said, oh, she was just an early feminist. She was just an early supporter of family planning. No, she wasn't. Now, she was a supporter of giving IQ tests to people. She was in favor of using those IQ tests to determine who should be sterilized and who should have children.
In a response titled The Demonization of Margaret Sanger, Alexander Sanger, her grandson and president of Planned Parenthood at the time, called Mosher's editorial unfair. In the same piece, Esther Katz, director of NYU's Margaret Sanger Papers Project, claimed evidence revealing Sanger did not rationalize her support for birth control on racist grounds, that she never advocated genocidal policies aimed at racial, ethnic, or religious groups, and that she, in fact, believed access to birth control would benefit, not eliminate, minority populations. Dr. Katz turned down our request for an interview, although in this article, the editor as public authority interpreting Margaret Sanger, she wrote, by our current highly sensitized standards, some of her attitudes and statements can be construed as racist, elitist, ethnocentric, and...
Now, today's term, the woke society that is trying to erase history, that's what this is about. They have to erase the history of the mind so you will forget. Once you forget your enemy, once you forget what happened, once you forget the story, you are an automaton. You are an automaton. So I'm trying to figure out all you on there. Y'all just heard some questions. I'm going to ask y'all. I'm going to ask every one of y'all. Start 9927. Jump on the mic. Did you hear where it was at? It was in Harlem. Explain to me how a group of Negroes would let a white woman come
traitors
and tell them. Yeah. Oh, Judy,
traitors.
The kiss of death.
Money.
The kiss of death.
Money.
The kiss
money,
of death.
Money,
so they do this. So they, now the kiss of death meaning that they stung Jesus because now they want to kill Jesus. See, 3 days in the grave, y'all. Look where you're going in the grave. Means three. That means your mind was dead. They destroyed all 3 levels of your mind. All the levels of your mind. That's what they mean. Because Jesus died at Gotham, which means the skull, which means your brain, cranium. Now, that's amazing how they can. This chick can go into a black community. And I want y'all to know, everybody y'all think was not a part of, she went to the church. It was Abyssinian Baptist Church by Clayton Powell, an albino Negro, that they made a movie and made him dark-skinned, which is a bunch of bullshit from Hollywood. I hate when they make a dude who looks practically white and make him black in a movie. That's a bunch of shit. That lets you know. Now, here's a group of people. You just heard Hillary Clinton, sister. I play AOC. Now, I know your position on, but let's just look at the party, period. Forget the individuals. Look, what party is promoting this genocidal maniac? I mean, this part, I mean, the other one might be agreeing, but they ain't out there full of
Democrat.
Democrat.
Still
I've never seen that like this. Yeah.
You still have Republicans that are in
rhinos. They call rhinos. Yeah.
Rhinos.
Let's go with this. I'm going to go with this because I need your help because Buffalo is under supreme attack, being that 90% of blacks are Democrats there. About 90% of blacks in Buffalo are Democrats. And if they lie, they may say they don't vote, But they, you know, they probably secretly voting because they know that's
coming from
like
the left. CBN yeah. News had published a series of articles on Alveda King and had quoted her accurately, saying that Margaret Sanger.
I'm trying to cut that up. Alveda King, I turned that off and it came in, is Dr. King's niece. And she's a strong advocate for against this genocide. Eugenics, I think the woman is the only person that can kill at a level that is unprecedented based on the fact she is the embryonic sac of the universe. What's your take on that, sister? And I'm going to get more calls to go along with what I just asked. What's your take on that? It would it take a woman to do this, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I believe it would, because we bring life into the planet and into this world, this realm, and we also can take life back. We all, that's that old saying that I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Take you out.
So,
excellent. 1-877, you just heard it. Harlem. You tell me how they can go to Harlem, get a bunch of black leaders to go along with a program of killing babies so they can help the black race. How does that sound to you, 1-877? I'm going down the line. I'm going to hear from everybody. What's your take on that, 1-877?
I think it's awful. I think it's awful. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Hello? Okay, I think,
go ahead.
I think
we
it's
can hear you.
Bad for, okay, I think it's very bad for church members, church preachers, to go along, and I don't care if it is for money, okay? There's so many other ways for them to get money. What it's called is I don't give a damn about the race. I care about being in this organization called the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is the party who promotes killing babies, eating babies. They're the party who advocates for killing babies at 9 months old, okay? That is awful.
Look at 9 months. All right, go ahead. Put yourself. Let me go down the line. Thank you for that. Put yourself on me. 7472. How could that happen, 7472? How could that happen? Tell me how it could happen. Yeah.
How it could happen is the process of after the Emancipation Proclamation, there was an excess of us repopulating. And they had to find a way in order to eliminate the business they no longer controlled in human beings. Why did you, in the clip, they said Planned Parenthood industry.
Mm-hmm.
And industry is a business. That is, they are in the business of elimination. And what better way to eliminate is through, how do we get populated? It's through our women. And so you look at a woman when she conceives, if she's carrying a girl child in her womb, that girl child already has the eggs being planted into her while she's developing in her womb. So that means that's three generations of females.
Mm-hmm.
Three generations of females.
Three.
And
what there we go again. Three. See again. Three. Here we go with that three again. Go ahead.
Right. But in that process of elimination, it's being able to genetically modify the human. This is what the inoculation is doing, because what they're doing is destroying the gene, because she is the mitochondria DNA. She carries the human record in her body blood. And so if you eliminate or you get them to believe that we should eliminate certain women because it's about white body supremacy, the species of them, which is the lesser on the planet, will try to remove the majority. That's what she is doing with eugenics.
Okay. And she went to the black. She went to the black, which in my mind, on the occult world, in her mind, in the occult world, she should know from the beginning, we must kill the beginning in order for us to live. Let me get Brother West. You've been in ATL, you've been in Florida. How could a woman, in your mind, a white woman at that, go to the most prestigious black church in New York City, Harlem, and convince them it's beneficial to kill your baby? What's your thoughts on that?
It's a damn shame, man. It's money called meritorious ammunition. okay?
These Negroes,
anything to do to please massa, so they can get them a few freaking crumbs, man. Okay, and that pisses me off. I'm gonna be quiet and let somebody else talk before I really start cussing. One more thing. They're using them baby parts with all kind of research, man. Stem cell research, all that bullshit, and we're falling for it, man. But I'm gonna be quiet.
That happened in the 30s, everybody. So since the 30s, I'm not born yet. I'm born into a world they are already doing genetic annihilation, and I'm born into a world that actually tells me that they have already deemed us weeds, useless eaters. Now, not that I believe it, because now I'm educated. You got your mind. See, educated, meaning you went and seeked it out.
Hey, one more thing. They know about the powers of we got melanin better than we do. Once we learn to take our powers back, we got the ass, man.
You would know the powers of people. Now, I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because when you were hunted, I think we was probably a hunted species. Because for them to want melanin, that means that they knew we was a commodity. Because now melanin is a commodity. Melanin is a commodity. It's sold, like my sister says, from California, it's on the New York Stock Exchange. So if melanin is on the New York Stock Exchange, you show me it's on the New York Stock Exchange, obviously it's a commodity. So let me ask y'all, if a chick could come in there in 1930, before Dr. King even got famous, before Elijah Muhammad was able to orchestrate all these black folks to do what he did, or she at the time of Marcus Garvey and them, Noble Drew Ali and them, and come to find out she able to maneuver through the black neighborhood better than they could. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know this. I looked this up. I went and did her whole research. And, man, she had black folks hook, line, and sinker. When you got W.E.B. Du Bois, that means a talented 10th. I told Ray, well, I'm going to play the drums for a bit in a minute. I'm going to do this. I told Ray, Brother Ray Franco, icon. I said, Ray, we can't break the spell until you elders say it's wicked. See, if Henry Kissinger, who was older than all y'all, could come on and say, this is what we want to do, is kill everybody. And y'all should be able to say the same thing. This is what we want to do, tell y'all they lie. It's NAACP. And I'm going to tell y'all I know they lying. I'm going to tell you why I know they lying. I had Reverend Pigney on this program many times. Reverend Pigney, please reach out to me. I don't have your number. I'll try to call the show, but because you give a show at the same time or a little bit later, I don't get a chance to get to you. But please call me because I want to come visit, because if the people of Flint, Michigan just experienced what I told you, the Caduceus Court could do, and not just the Caduceus Court, the Caduceus Court of the Ottoman Turks, they said we would put dead bodies in the water. I told y'all, this is not new. Disease is a practice. It's a craft. It's a craft. To kill people is a craft. To do it subtly is a craft. To do it outright malicious is a craft. It means the rest of people get feared. You know what they do in the Ukraine is a craft. It's set up to kill, make you scared, and now you want to now retaliate. See, NATO. Now, I'm going to tell you, Mugabe said NATO was going to kill Gaddafi. And how they killed Gaddafi, NATO did it. It was NATO that killed Gaddafi. Because facts do matter here. NATO. Now, I know white man. The group is called NATO. I'm sick of y'all claiming the white man for all bullshit. Call out the group for us, please, so we can know who we fighting. NATO did this. NATO now is apparent. Look, didn't y'all get the message? Those of you in the craft should be listening to that. Ain't no light in the north. Ain't that the reason why we call it the winter solstice? There's no light in the north. So they say that they are going to it's called the North Atlantic Treaty or some treaty organization. North Atlantic. That should be letting you know.
North Atlantic Treaty Organization, which I say Nordic.
Right,
Nordic Atlantic Treaty
Nordic,
Organization.
Nordic. Now, thank you, bro. Thank you. Now, I want y'all to know they tell you the story in The Northmen that's coming out in Hollywood, The Northmen. Why they have one black character in there that's going to be the major character of all the history, it's going to be one. And you guys fall for just one character. That's how you show you how it's oblivious to me to how you can believe, oh, it's only one Black Knight. Really? Now, here how it works, everybody. They are going to tell you the story of the Nordic. And there's no problem with me in the Nordics. I have no problem. Didn't Sammy Davis Jr. and Sidney Poitier play a Viking? I mean, did y'all forget that? They played the Viking for you to let you know that the Blacks were Vikings as well. And because you forgot your history, because you were symbolically hit in the head, not physically hit in the head, your brain was damaged. That's what it's called, brain damage. Your brain was damaged, everybody. Anytime the left, you don't even know what you are now. You used to be right brain thinkers. I mean, conservatives. You're liberals, subconsciously and spiritually. Anytime a cult wants you to eat your children and you go along with it, you are of that cult. I don't care if you vote or not. It's not about voting. It's about subliminal brain suggestion. You are more susceptible to the left brain, which is liberal. The reason why I say that, because your actions prove it. I don't have to make up shit about Black folks. I watch you daily and know you are abnormal. What group will watch another group come in, take over, and sit back and say, we for everybody? Really? You ain't another group of stupidity than we do. You on the mic. 6661, what group is dumber than we are that would just say, hey, come take over my territory, speak another language in front of me, and you get more than me. You know a group that does that other than us?
Man, the flow ride is real because
people
don't realize or they don't realize when the Nicaraguans and the West, whatever, the Mexican cartel and fentanyl and all that and all these other people come over, we just got bumped down three or four notches. The Afghanistanis, the Venezuelans, the Nicaraguans, now they could bring the Ukrainians in. We just got bumped down on the food chain.
On one of them shows, they said that we ain't even talking about the Ukrainians that are coming to the southern border with immunity. They bringing them through caravans of the UN. Just come on in. Move out the side, you Latin faggots. Move out the side. You drug cartels, fuck you. We're the UN. We coming up in here with the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Y'all okay
and
with that?
And they're giving them their 40 acres in the mule, which is they're giving each family up to $100,000 per family. And
wow.
Auntie Maxine promised reparations if they voted for her. You ain't heard none of the sort.
Auntie,
and they put her back in, and they put a whole bunch of them back in.
Auntie Maxine got the best cocaine in the fucking part of California. Her and Nancy Pelosi snorted up the whole goddamn country. Now, let me just say this to y'all. Y'all got to be really tripping if y'all believe that you – go ahead, jump in. I'm getting y'all ready for it because I want to see how y'all going to fight something that's in your jurisdiction. Go ahead.
Marshall Project just put out the statistics that 72,000 in 2019 of young Black people were killed in shootings and deaths of our young Black people. That's 72,000 in 2019. That was 3 years ago. Look at how many have been killed. Now, that's the surplus. They are eliminating us, but bringing in them. It's what I'm talking about is genocide. Is that you eliminate and you're moving down the food chain by we killing each other.
Right.
And then their ethnic cleansing in Ukraine, they're sending their Nazis back to reestablish a new Nazi camp back in America again. So what are we looking at? Because white folks are doing genocide. So if the white men is thinking that they want to be married and doing this, we got to bring some men in here because Ukraine said, no, you thinking you a transgender, you going to pick up a gun. We not having that. That's what they stopped their ones from doing it. And they sending over their children that's been trained by the Nazi caps.
Yeah. Oof, man. I hope y'all getting the news here. This is the real news y'all listening to. You getting the real news. I'm not even
and talking. Y'all hearing from the bones themselves. They are out here. They live in life, and they seeing it for y'all. Now, I'm asking a question to everybody out here because this is like reporting to me. If you telling me that they are systematically bringing people in, then we know immigration is a fraud. But we've been warned about immigration before. I mean, Martin Malcolm warned us. Somehow the black clone leaders, I can't speak for everybody, but there are some clones out there. Booker, I'm going to give you all the clones, but I figured it out. I'm just going to put it out there. Booker and a few other. Booker and what's the other one? Khalid, Masheed, all that squad shit, those are clones. Put in place, they can take any abuse. The one from Africa, any abuse. She got voted from Minnesota, a predominantly white area, so you know something ain't right. That means white people put her there. If a white person tell me you voted for a black, they got your agenda. That's what I'm telling you. See, blacks will vote, but they don't put no money behind it. They'll go out there and vote, but you ain't got no candidate that got your endorsement because you ain't got no money, no energy. Like brother said, your money means your yield. Yeah, Brother Kwame told you the acronym. Now, if you doing all this and think you're going to get something out of it, I'm going to tell you straight up, you're not. I just came from Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to tell you straight up, if you don't put money behind your energy of what you want done, then your work is for naught. That means you're working like a slave for somebody else. You're not using your money to get your just results. So you're taking your money and you're giving it away. That's why you ain't good in politics, black folks. That's why. It's a simple solution. You don't pay for shit. You want free shit. You're a socialist. Your mind is already socialized. Everything must be free for blacks for them to be happy. I'm being honest.
It's called PAC money, political action.
PAC
money.
Yeah.
You need PAC. You need a whole bunch of PAC money to get what you need done.
Right. Black folks don't know what PAC money is, I guarantee you. They ain't never put them together. The most people who got our money is preachers, people like the cult leaders.
And the hair store.
Yeah,
and the hair store.
Yeah, the hair store. These people live lavish off of your money. The church people, the preachers live lavish. The politicians live lavish. But you ain't paying for the politicians. So the politicians getting paid by the white people because you're not paying for them, or the Arabs, because black folks ain't paying for no politicians. You can stop that lie right now. You paying for stupidity only. That's all you care about. Let's be honest. You might have a few rich blacks. Out of the billionaires of blacks, what one has started a bank? Just name me one that started a bank for us that wanted to help black folks. LeBron James is Chinese. That's all. He opened up a school. So what? To teach them what? Eugenics? That's what he's teaching them. Eugenics.
Alonzo Mourning has a school here, bro.
Yeah, eugenics. We didn't even know. Lonzo Mourning got a school. Wife can get hit, drunk, kill a cop, hit a cop, do whatever. She gets off because she's in the clique. Because as long as you promote the dumb agenda, you can get off. It's like Monopoly. And I got to see the Monopoly game in its beginning. A woman started Monopoly. I hope y'all know that. The first game of Monopoly was started by a white woman. Boy, she was a genius. She told the whole story. Funny how the women know the whole story. Ain't that amazing? Women know the whole story. Wow. And if those are the craft, women are masons. I'm so sick of y'all talking that bullshit. Oh, a woman can't be a man. They are the fucking widow's son. So you can shut the fuck up with your dumb shit. 4853.
I want to ask a question, Dry Bones.
Go ahead.
Why is it so challenging to get our people to even ponder that we are the original people of this landmass?
Oh, that's impossible, bro. I love that thought. I thought it was easy. I really thought it was easy. After I found out what we did, how the charters came about, and the women were looking black. I see the archives, and I can't believe we don't know that story. It's amazing. Go ahead. No, I'm going to give you a chance.
Yeah.
You run with it.
If we would consider that and look into it, then that would say who should be the real governing factor of this land, you know, and would that change the dynamics of our experience here? So therefore, to kill one of us, the penalty, you know, it wouldn't even need to go to a trial. That would be immediate death. just like the laws of Hammurabi.
Ooh. Mm. Let me ask you that, because Brother Westminster brought up meritorious manumission. Meritorious manumission was a hell of a law that you would get benefit if you saved the slave master any harm or legal problems or saved him money. That concept seemed to go very well into a time frame. It took about 15 years before everybody got really into the meritorious manumission where they actually scored on each other. But I started to realize when I looked up meritorious manumission, I hate to tell y'all this, but the actual, what's the guy that was the overseer? They switched up the black. Y'all didn't know that. Y'all leave that part. I know you do. Y'all leave the part. See, when they did meritorious manumission, they had us mentally to prepare to take over the properties and be overseers over the property because we were already protecting the ownership of the master. So it would make sense to now get all the white folks out of being overseers and give it to the blacks who were more proficient in making sure. That's why Uncle Tom Cabot, I hate when niggas call Uncle Tom people Uncle Tom, because that's a great person of that book, and it's a real person, too. It's just y'all didn't know that. And it's absolutely a shame how y'all can use witchcraft against our people, calling people Uncle Tom. And this man was good. And you call a person who's doing all kinds, he's Uncle Tom. Like, that's a bad name. He's actually doing a good thing, and he's Uncle Tom. Go ahead.
It's just interesting that, you know, they got so many young people out here that are truth seekers to these things. There's a lot of videos on YouTube that even emphasize on who were the original Russians, you know, original Britons, you know, Scotland, Wales, all of these places, man. But, you know, is it because some of us have...
I think Dane Calloway. I like Dane Calloway. Out of all the young people that I see on there, Dane is very good in showing the indigenous side. I learned a lot of my indigenous, so y'all know, I'm not just running my mouth, through the Moors, the Moor science. I started going to meetings.
Yes, indeed.
I seen some of the stuff they knew. Now, I didn't say they were all. I just said that they got to a point where when the leaders of the Moor science got deep enough to take a position that could have been beneficial, Julius Rosenthal, who actually gave Noble Drew Ali the first building, was the I can't think of the other guy's name, but he was the chauffeur for Julius Rosenthal, and they actually, that's why I say I know people get mad because the truth hurts, but you got to realize if you let a guy who's a philanthropist and a globalist give you your first temple, that means you are of the craft, and the craft will have control of what you say. So you only can say enough to get rich. You can't say enough to free people. I better remember that one. Keep it going. I'm going to give you one more minute. Keep going.
Yeah, but even with that, just like you're saying, who taught them masonry? You know, somewhat of a documentary called The Secret. In that movie, in the beginning of it, there's a temple and there's an ancient scroll that's sitting by itself. And it shows a servant running in there making a copy of it. Next thing you know, it gets out into the people, just like prime example. In the early 1900s, they came out with this mind thought, King Grow Rich, all these books in reference to mind science and things of that nature. Of course, where did that information come from? You know what I'm saying? If we're the original people, that's our information. But overall, you know, we put in derision and then given the Bible. We so-called been free and independent, say, for the last 75 years. But the facts still remain, you know, there's more people that's rather to appease somebody that don't look like them to honor their mother and father, you know. So what do you think could be the information or the conversation that we could start having with each other, you know, the ones who's choosing to stay asleep, to ask them questions or even to get them to ponder, or should we just skip them and go to their children?
I like that. The parents, if you could reach a parent, I don't care which one it is, just by having a simple conversation, if they give you a percentage of what you say, well, wow, they reachable, just subtly give them more. You can't give a baby too, but that's what it means by giving a baby food, the meat, because when you got babes, you can't give a baby a steak. So basically that's the same allegory system of we dealing with baby minds. So being that I'm not saying I'm the greatest mind of the world, that'd be foolish. All I'm saying is if I reach somebody that can see something, I'll take them to that direction. If he getting mad at or I see that he ain't really getting it, I'm gonna steer away from it and leave it alone because I think the energy level is draining people when you keep debating them and anger comes in. Because remember, I've done this many times in a typical day. I used to go off. I could eat your ass. I would eat your ass up if you think you do more than me because I was trained that way to make it seem like we knew everything. But then I realized we don't know everything. But the way they made us think we knew everything, the people were so dumb. I said, damn, I'm not that bright. And these people are dumber than me. I'm like, holy shit. So that's what made me realize that we got to wake up fast because if I'm telling you something that I'm saying, I research a lot, but I'm not the greatest researcher all day long. I got a life too. So you got to realize that people out there is connecting. That's why I'm called Dry Bones Connection. I could not learn half of what I know without all of y'all. Without all y'all and friends like y'all, who've been connected with us, we're a small circle. That's called a skeleton crew. I told y'all, we are the skeleton crew. You better learn what dry bones mean. It don't mean the whole world. It means a skeleton crew can wake up to wake up what's necessary. And you're not going to get everybody, because guess what? Do you want everybody? Tell me, do you want criminals? Do you want people who only want to lust after stupid shit? Or do you want people who want to think of how we can maneuver our minds from this shit? That's what you better recognize.
Well, let's look at this. Let's look at this.
Go ahead.
Let's look at this. They got the elite, you know, just like the rich people that own supermarkets and strip malls and real estate, right? But they're the ones who control the Klan, you know, and Klan ain't them, but, you know, them boys that live in trailer parks and stuff like that. So it is, in a sense, a necessary evil. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Ashkenazi. Mm-hmm. They'll never get their hands dirty, even though they got the the Hasidic, the ones that wear the black hats, the gangsters.
Right.
They're not necessarily assassins, but they will give it to you if you go too far. But the reality is those individuals, I ain't calling them people, those individuals basically keep their hands clean. You know,
Definitely. It's
like in the music industry. All the deaths that take place in the music industry, they don't necessarily do it, but they hire an assassin to do it. And we know they got control of the music industry because every record label, they got one of them standing in the background, just like Russell's boy, you know, Puffy's boy. Jay-Z just had a party. Alicia Keys did a song, and then she went and kissed, I forgot that asshole's name, who killed Whitney
Davis.
Houston.
Clive Davis.
Yeah.
You can't get Clive. Hey,
Jay-Z, she went and kissed him.
Because now I'm going to say something for all y'all. I'm going to say this. I'll tell the facts. Dr. Oz, I seen Fox and, Dr. Ben Oz, he's Turkish, everybody. He's been on Oprah. I did not know that he was into the spirit burning that chick, Abramovich, the one we did, the adrenochrome. He got pictures with her. Now, Trump just endorsed him. Hannity just endorsed him. Guess who did not endorse him on Fox? The woman. Laura Ingraham. Ingraham should tell you about with her ethnic. Laura Ingraham said, no, Trump, you made a mistake with this. Now, I'm going to tell you something about politics. I don't know if y'all realize or not, but right now, you better pay attention to whatever going on in that game right now because if this goes through, either they're going to stop the election through COVID because Biden can't win, or they're going to kill him, like we said, sacrificial lamb, Judas Kiss. See, that's all celestial, but it's brought to earth. The Judas Kiss would be the women. Because Trump can't get in. Trump would not be able to get in without this midterm. If this midterm don't come out, then Trump ain't getting in. And Trump would be, he did the last blowing of the trumpets, which is also
tomorrow
blowing. Go ahead.
Dry bones.
Let West first, and then you go ahead, Brother Comey. West, go ahead.
They say, Dr. Valentine and all them saying Trump's still the president. That's why he didn't concede, and he tore up the second Constitution with Biden. Trump the president of the Republic. And I heard that. Biden, the president of the corporation.
Well,
the corporation.
Well,
now, what I'm trying to say last week.
Now, remember, I'm not saying you're wrong. I've told you, I sent the clips. I was there at the Trump Mar-a-Lago. You know, I'm a musician. I play for real. I don't fake shit. And so all I can tell y'all is, on the Republic side, you as the indigenous should have got a message by now, because that's Masonic. Republic. Republic, you hate crackers. I don't care if you hate crackers. Because crackers are a bad thing. They are called crackers. That's their name. They gave themselves a crackers. They German. They Irish. All I'm saying to y'all is, if you are the indigenous, and the Republic was where they got the doctrine from, why would you go to the opposite, the dark side set? The dark side of set. You went to the dark side, like Darth Vader. So now they're going to use you to be the mercenaries to destroy the Republic. And you are following the plan, hook, line, and sinker. Brother Kwame say, the Egyptians can pull your brain out. Your brain been pulled out already. You don't think it's been pulled out already? It's called hitting the head.
And thanks, Brother Eddie. And the part that we have to understand is that every white man that we're speaking of came out of a white womb. How is it that they reproducing themselves in the power source? Is because in them taking our science and alchemy and doing the ritual, because Pascal Rudolph brought here and brought in the Rosicrucians to this land.
Right.
And that
color
came
in
through him. But what we're looking at is, these are our crafts. How is it that we do not respect our women enough to reproduce through a spiritual energy exchange ritual and not just having fun and playing around?
I'm to the point. I'm glad you said. Do you think they really want to reproduce? Because a lot of the women were the ones that promoted Planned Parenthood.
The other part is that's why Planned Parenthood is work. That's what she's speaking of. Do not let them empower themselves. We have to keep destroying that part, because those weeds really is medicine. Because you take a milkweed plant and you take some poison ivy, and the milkweed is the medicine for the poison ivy. So the part that we got to understand is that the first community is the forest, and we have plant relatives. We got to understand we are the first, and we have to understand our women are the ones who gave birth to human civilization. So how is it that the first is now last and the last is being first? Is because we had our stuff stolen, and now they're taking the craft and using it to enrich their power. And they're never going to teach you how to take power away from them. The thing that
that's perfect sense. No enemy going to just say, hey, here, how you beat me. Let's go with that premise. I'm going to take one more caller before I make this clip, because I got Tesla. The original Tesla made some predictions, everybody. The original Tesla. And when you hear his predictions that Tesla, and I want you to know, Tesla Hotel was a generator in New York City. Yes, it was. Go look it up. He lived in the biggest generator you can ever live in. Let me go to 6077.
Hey,
go ahead.
Can I say one thing right quick?
Right quick.
I saw a video. I saw a short clip on TikTok. Barry White. When did Barry White pass? In the 80s? Barry White said in the 80s.
No.
Something
no,
in reference
to how. No, he passed
in
the 80s. Not too long ago. Go ahead.
Okay, but the point is, he said it, I think it was in the 80s, that they were going to bring in AI to take the place of people.
Mm-hmm.
Barry White said that. That's deep.
And Barry White ain't far off. Let me get to 6077. Go ahead. I'm going to get you in there while I'm looking for this clip. Go ahead.
Good morning. I just love the great minds here on your platform, brother. But I just wanted to ask this question. You all talked about manumission a little earlier. Mm-hmm. And that is like a I guess, a gift or something to those that might have saved the life of a racist slave owner or did
right.
something to
right.
keep
Correct.
The keep their energy going. We do
Correct.
It every day. I mean, we're buying their stuff. We're buying into their rhetoric. They got our attention on the television. They pumping stuff into us every day. Every week is another issue. So why are we giving our energy to them? If we were our original people and we had a law, we must have submitted ourselves to these people and what they brought forth. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Just like we have all these black officials we vote for, they take an oath, and once they're in the office, they don't represent us.
No, no.
They represent the status quo.
Because
so
our money didn't go to them. It's not our money. You hear it? Keep going, but it's not our money. We don't give people money. That's the problem. Go ahead.
You said we don't give people money. Okay.
We don't give people that's going to the politician that we claim we voted for. When we look at his money game, we ain't in the money game. It'd be like white liberals.
And Claude Anderson spoke about that too.
Yeah, but go ahead. Go ahead. Just to finish up.
We are the innovators. We are, creative. We have the power within us. We're not using it. We're not taking our minds back. You know, we're just like in automatic. We do whatever we're told to do, you know. But those that, you know, kind of fight back, you're suffering. You know, you got trials and tribulations, and you know you're not going to have access to all the privileges that those that have received manumission. Everybody hasn't received manumission, I don't think.
No. Let me ask you, because I like what you're saying. Now, I don't know the area you're in. You can name the state if you want.
I'm in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
I'm
now
in
Detroit, Michigan. Right. A lot of black people in Detroit. Look how they voted, and then ask yourself, does it make sense? Does it make sense to you how
no.
to vote?
No. I don't vote.
That's fine.
It's never done anything for it. We never benefited
right.
for any
right.
election.
So you already,
but
right, now,
they need
give
us
your,
to
give me
participate.
Your view.
Why do they need us to participate in their
energy,
in their look
energy? For energy. They need energy.
Okay. I'm done. I appreciate all the
Stay with me. Stay with me. I'm looking for this clip. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. Detroit, I love Reverend Pigney, and Detroit is let me ask you something. Right now, tell us the conditions of what you think the mindset of Detroit population, where you see them going. I know a lot of Arabs are there. The black population seem to be starting up new businesses, I noticed. I've been checking into it. How's the housing to you? Is it fair or is it unfair? What do you think?
Well, the housing stock, there's not a lot of housing stock available because we've had foreigners, like you say, coming in, and there are people buying up whole lots of property. So the
right.
housing stock is not very strong here, you know. Rent is going to go up astronomically. There's not a lot of work here. Unemployment is high. People are not getting good food. There's a lot of things going on in that, you know.
Now, what's the discussion
really
now? What's the discussion?
Back. In fact, I would say we did better up under Trump than we are doing up under Biden. I think we're having more hardships under Biden.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't like to hear that because you're saying it. Now, I'm going to say this. I know for a fact that only 4 years don't make a lot. But so that's why I keep telling people, you can't really judge. How are you going to tell a person did something bad in 4 years? You have to say, what did you go through in 4 years? Was it bad? And that's the problem with our people. They don't know what bad means. Let me ask you a question. There's a lot of you got a hell of a governor there in Michigan. She seems to be, in my opinion, you could correct me if I'm wrong. She looks like a eugenist. She got the eugenics mentality. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely, she does. Absolutely. I agree.
Give me some more. Give me some more. Because, y'all are a pivotal point. You want a great
way. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you one of the things that I'm concerned with as an educator. I'm concerned about the fact that they just passed a law that says that if you're 18 years old, you can be a substitute teacher. Now, that law was voted throughout Michigan, but that is not going to impact the white community. It's going to impact the black community.
A substitute teacher at 18. Wow, at 18?
At 18.
Wow.
And if you're working public
The program is still fresh.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. You're an educator. Hold on. I'm talking to Detroit. Sister, you educator. I'm glad you said that. Let me ask you a question. I want to know your view as an educator. Should we teach, because they lying on the bill here talking about this called the anti-gay bill. It's not, the word gay is not even in the Florida bill. It says that we should not, kindergarten up until the third grade should not be being told they can change their gender. What do you think about that? You think a little kid should be able to change their gender at kindergarten?
Absolutely not. That is horrendous. We should fight against that. A child should not even be thinking about their genitals. We're trying to develop and you know, connect them with nature, connect them
and
with
mind. Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's we need to be fighting. And I want to know, are we going into the dark ages? And who is going to wake up?
Ooh! Now you're going to the deep right there. You said the dark ages. Now, I want y'all to know something. She's not making this up. The dark ages, everybody, is what they are recreating. That means that all your, if you notice, everybody, I hope y'all do this because I do. I look at what politicians, what they, you know, they lawyer, because they need to be lawyers, but mainly prosecutors. Prosecutors are what the dark ages people were over in Europe when they were killing witches.
And that's what Biden said, too.
Yeah, the dark ages. Babe.
Biden said we're going to go through it.
Yeah, dark winter.
So
now,
who's
going
to wake up the world if we don't?
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, sister, what you just said, because the whole world, the reason why I know you know what we're talking about, the whole world, they ain't looking at Africa. They ain't looking at Asia. They look at that. What is America going to do? Because right now we are the beacon of the so-called free world. So if this is true, then it's a battle for of our freedom. Now let me ask you, because you're in Detroit, everything seems to be like we said it was going to be. Let me ask you: do you think the black population, your present see what direction you think they're going to go in this election, in your mind?
You asking me what direction?
Do you see Detroit, your area? What do you hear? People still, are they getting disgruntled with this party? Because the blacks in Detroit are different. Are they disgruntled, or do you see that?
It seems like people are embracing it.
Right. Wow.
I don't hear a lot of pushback, you know.
Oh, man.
If
that's
you
scary.
Push back, it's like you're really standing alone. You're going to have to gird yourself up and speak your truth by yourself.
Wow. Let me get this clip in before the show cut off. Y'all got to hear this. This is Tesla. Hold on, sister. I'm going to let you come back to this. This is Tesla, everybody. Tesla. I got it ready. Tesla. This is old Tesla. I got to wait to go again because I don't want. Now, let me ask you, because I got to get to the 4-minute mark there. I want you to hear what he said. At the 4-minute mark, he tells it all. I just want y'all to know that all you on this line is a conduit. Brother, what are you talking about? Electricity, Brother Kwame. All y'all know is it's all about sound, energy. Y'all are receiving your own energy through all of us on this line.
New Cecil Rhodes.
Which one? I'm gonna play the old Tesla, not the new Tesla. The old Tesla. What you thought the old Tesla?
But he's taken, he's the new Cecil Rhodes of the 21st century.
Yeah, but I'm saying Cecil Rhodes. Nikolai. Not, I'm talking about Nikolai, not this one we got here.
Oh, you're talking about Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah, Nikolai, because that's what I'm playing. I'm playing Nikolai. Nikolai, I want you to hear what Nikolai Tesla said in 1926, where he's seen that would be the prediction for America. And I'm going to tell you, it's almost unbelievably to the T of what's going on. This man has seen. Now, do you think Tesla, Nikolai Tesla, not the Tesla that we did, he could be home from Nikolai Tesla for all I know. But Tesla, Nikolai Tesla, what's your thoughts on him, Brother Kwame?
Well, Nikolai Tesla understood the power of what we call orgon energy and being able to know that there's free energy to run this planet. And what he had discovered is a way in which to harvest that. And right. The corporations that wanted to make money had to silence or had to stop him, but what they've done is they've taken all of his papers that they got when he died and
that's
took
right.
all of his technological discoveries. They were able to take that and use that today in the way that we're seeing all of this technology going now, because every phone that we use, they hook to a wire.
Hey, now, hold on. Now, you, I don't know what Brother D had in St. Louis, but Brother D in St. Louis, you brought me some stuff, and Brother West, I'm going next. I hear you, man. I be hearing
hey,
you.
Hey, bro, could I add to what Kwame?
Go ahead, Brother Kwame
was saying was that Tesla also, he wanted to give the world free energy, and they said, can't do
now,
it.
Who said, now, the people who said was the ones that we call the Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan. And now these are the same people at the same time. Also, I want y'all to notice, they don't only give Tesla money. Carnegie, and I want y'all to know, they was also financing all of the black colleges. I want y'all to get this. The same groups that we talking about funded Tesla and stole, they all white man and killed him pretty much to get everything, because he would have been a rich, but he wasn't about the money. See, that's what integrity means. Integrity means that do you sell your soul?
For the people, by the people.
Yeah.
That's right.
People. And so right now, I think we are dishonoring Tesla by putting Elon Musk, who just showed you he ain't about humanity because he got little kids going on the holes to go get the Coton or the Cobalt for his Tesla car. He didn't. There you go. Now, hold on. I want you to hold on. I got to tell you, I'm clipping this up because it's at the 4 minute mark. I'm almost at the 4 minute mark. I got you coming in next, 7696. I'm going to let you come in next right after this clip. All right, so hold tight. I got you coming in. What time we got? Okay, I got enough time. All right, get ready. I'm putting this on now. This is Tesla.
Politically by harmonizing international interests. It will create understanding instead of differences. Perhaps the most valuable application of wireless energy will be the propulsion of flying machines, which will carry no fuel and will be free from any limitations of the present airplanes. We shall ride from New York to Europe in a few hours. I foresee the development of the flying machine exceeding that of the automobile, and I expect Mr. Ford to make large contributions towards this progress. The problem of parking automobiles and furnishing separate roads for commercial and pleasure traffic will be solved. Belted parking towers will arise in our large cities, and the roads will be multiplied through sheer necessity, or finally rendered unnecessary when civilization exchanges wheels for wings. The world's internal reservoirs of heat, indicated by frequent volcanic eruptions, will be tapped for industrial purposes. In an article I wrote 20 years ago, I defined a process for continuously converting to human use part of the heat received from the sun by the atmosphere. My process has been carefully worked out. It is rational.
Mr. Tesla regards the emergence of women as one of the most profound portents for the future. It is clear to any trained observer, he says, and even to the sociologically untrained, that a new attitude towards sex discrimination has come over the world through the centuries. This struggle of the human female towards sex equality will end in a new sex order, with the female as superior. The modern woman, who anticipates in merely superficial phenomena the advancement of her sex, is but a surface symptom of something deeper and more potent fermenting in the bosom of the race. It is not in the shallow physical imitation of men that women will assert first their equality and later their superiority, but in the awakening of the intellect of women. The acquisition of new fields of endeavor by women, their gradual usurpation of leadership, will dull and finally dissipate feminine sensibilities, will choke the maternal instinct, so that marriage and motherhood may become abhorrent and human civilization draw closer and closer to the perfect civilization of the bee. The center of all bee life is the queen. She dominates the hive, not through hereditary right, for any egg may be hatched into a reigning queen, but because she is the womb of this insect race. There are the vast, desexualized armies of workers whose sole aim and happiness in life is hard work. It is the perfection of communism, of socialized, cooperative life, wherein all things, including the young, are the property and concern of all. There are three ways by which the energy which determines human progress can be increased. First, we may increase the mass. This, in the case of humanity, would mean the improvement of living conditions, health, genetic makeup, etc. Secondly, we may reduce the frictional forces which impede progress, such as ignorance, insanity, and religious fanaticism. Third, we may multiply the energy of the human mass by enchaining the forces of the universe, like those of the sun, the ocean, the winds, and tides. In the year 2100, hygiene and physical culture will be recognized branches of education and government. The Secretary of Hygiene or Physical Culture will be far more important in the cabinet of the President of the United States who holds office in the year 2035 than the Secretary of War. The pollution of our beaches, such as exists today around New York City, will seem as unthinkable to our children and grandchildren as life without plumbing seems to us. Our water supply will be far more carefully supervised, and only a lunatic will drink unsterilized water. I am convinced...
I'm going to leave it there because it's a long take. He said a lunatic would only drink unfiltered water. Detroit, you see what they see how they use it, the water against y'all, because they knew they can kill through water like Tesla. Let's go to the woman thing. I'm going to bring you in 6797. He said study the ant and the bee. He actually said the bee. The B, that's socialism. Now, I was taught this at a long ago, that socialism was what the ant and the B is about. Now, he said a sexual revolution. Ain't that what we're going through now? Somebody, if you're on, mute yourself if you're doing a lot of moving. Just mute yourself. That's all you got to do. So that's the simple it is. Now, if you got a person who's in the 1930s who got the patent for all energy, and he had a black man, because C.D. Patterson was there. Y'all forgetting the blacks that helped out. Lewis Lattimore, he met all them, Kosciuszko people. He was not by himself. That's another lie y'all be telling. So let me ask y'all a question. I'm going to go to 6796 first. I want to ask you 6797. Put yourself on mute if you're moving around. How simple is that? Just put yourself on mute. We ain't taking you off the show, but you're putting yourself in where we can hear you. Now, 6797.
I'm already muted, bro.
Okay, but you ain't got to tell me then if you already muted. Somebody else need to tell who know they ain't muted need to do that shit. Let me go to 7696. You just heard the Tesla, Nikola Tesla, a brilliant man.
Sir, how you doing?
What's up, bro? Even said the woman. He said the woman was going to be the existential. Ain't we seeing that now? Ain't we seeing her coming to this? She's the one promoting socialism. Is these women?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Let me hear from you.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Man, much love
I heard y'all had called me in. I've been listening to the show, and it's a real good show today. You know what I'm saying? You're hitting on all the key points when you're dealing with this whole sexual revolution, what's going on. They just, they re, they're rebringing everything back. You know, everything just revolving. It's just in a different light, and they combining everything together in this day and age. You know, but they've already had all these revolutions already before. That's how they know how to manipulate. Because it ain't no coincidence that we all know what's all these rare earth metals at, and people got maps to certain caves and certain areas, and, you know, they know this type of knowledge. And it could be coming from out of this star system or whatever, as they call it. But they say we all come out of some star system, and it started with the womb, because they say at the point of the egg and the sperm coming together, they say it's an explosion. So it's all types of, all types of light that's being made, you know, through the womb first, you know, every day. So all that's, you know, energy going back to the earth, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, we giving energy off. And, you know, like every commercial that's been coming up to this day, it's been about eggs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
that's
symbolism. It ain't got nothing to do with what's outside. It ain't outside. It's what's inside each and every one of us, you know what I'm saying? And with them stripping that out of our mind, taking that away from us, saying that basically a child is the sin, you know what I'm saying? That's like, what sane person would even say that? And you alive yourself and living, and then you will turn back and backslide. I see that. That's called backsliding. If you got anything to do with Christianity, Islam, or whichever one of them, and you talking about sacrificing your child, you understand? That's the death of you. Period. I understand certain situations. Certain situations. That's just certain anomalies, but some people, I'm just saying, it seems like, I hate to say it, it seems like in most people, cultures besides black cultures, you know, we kind of like, a lot of people, their cultures seem like they have a lot of, children be having certain deformities and stuff, but they have a bunch of children. We the only people that not having a lot of children anymore, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's one of them certain females that's in our areas where she gives it up, and she's very fertile. I'm just saying, I don't knock no woman for having a bunch of kids. I just call it the good.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
yeah.
I just want to say one more thing. But the thing is, you got to have more control of the men that you having sex with, regardless if you have a child with them or not. That's you create your army of men with like minded. You know what I'm saying? You can't be no fool coming into no relationship, even if y'all stay together, y'all don't. Because it's a blessing for you, your DNA to mix to have a child anyway.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Let's go there.
I think what's more important is that we as melanated people, or however you want to call yourself, we need your protection, brothers. We need you to protect us. Mm-hmm. Now, you were listening to Tesla, and he was talking about energy. This is really what we're dealing with, energy. And we have to balance one another out. I got some intuitiveness that you don't have. I can foresee something that you're getting ready to walk into. We need to be united.
Okay, now let me ask you that. Now, if they're using women, I'm gonna keep both of y'all in line. Y'all two stay with me. I'm gonna get everybody to stay now, because at 1 o'clock I have no control. So all you on the mics now, you in the mic. Unless we cut it off, everybody got their hand up. All I'm asking y'all is just, if you're moving around, that's fine. Just mute yourself. And when you stop, you come back. Now, sister, you said we got to stick together. You want to be protected. Now, you say something that has an old school feel. But today's woman, today what we see, she is the most graduated the collegiate graduate level of women is way higher than men. She's probably making more than the average man that she's dealing with. I've seen this through family members that they women got high, they got low, the women will leave you. If you act, they stay with you up until you show them you ain't going to do nothing. Now, that, it makes sense to me. If I got a lot of money and I'm trying to help you and you still be a fool, you got to go. Now, the thing with me is, if the woman want protection, She's going to have to say to myself, what does she want us to protect her from? If she given all the knowledge to the white man, or who we perceive as to be the ruler, and she's looking at me crazy, everything I say, if she's everything I tell her that will make her safe, if she combating me all the time, we got a fraction of people that are battling over just not listening to something that's simple, like, I don't think that's a good idea. They'll argue with you about why it's not a good idea. So how do we make the woman today who want protection show the man that he respects the protection? Now, I don't want to go too far with saying our black men is, because I watch enough ID channel and enough what I do for my man to know that some of these young cats are taking our women straight to the abyss. I must admit that. Mm-hmm. Just by watching the TV, young brothers are taking these women straight to the abyss. I ain't going to lie to y'all. Ain't no need to lie.
And who they doing the work of their oppressor. We think we're free. We not at war. We are at war.
Yeah.
It's never stopped.
Now, are we at war with you? Now, I want to be saying that as a philosophy. Our war seems to be this eugenics program. They figure like we can't kill y'all like we used to. We can't lynch y'all like we used to here in America.
Lynch is
still in the world. Right. I'm going to go with that, but I'm saying how they used to do it was immunity. Now, the police, I'm going to be honest with y'all. You got to look at these statistics. I tell black folks, and Dr. Neely Fuller told them, I'm not the first. I took his advice. You got to have a class for your kids to say if they get stopped by the police. If you start to run, if you start to try to grab his shit, you could possibly get shot. If I was a cop and you start grabbing my shit, I'm going to knock you off. I'm going to be honest with you. You ain't going to just like, I'm looking at life and death now. So I want y'all to think of it. If you were the police, everybody on this line. Actually, I'm going to ask y'all the question.
You know, I used to look at all these killings, and I see these young men being mowed down, and I would say to myself, well, they don't value themselves. What is the problem here? Why is it that it looks like their behavior is the catalyst for the outcome that comes out? And I don't understand that. But then we just had a brother that was killed in Grand Rapids here in Michigan.
Right. That's why I asked you.
When I saw the tape, I felt like that police officer told him to run. Looked at that video, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Let's take the video. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this stuff, because I want y'all to prepare. I want you to see what Biden would see. I look at the court world a little bit sometimes. I say, why are they showing the president at the dog robot, the robot dogs? So I ask you this. Okay, they got black folks mainly hating the police. And I understand the history behind the police, believe me. And I understand. Mainly Irish. They gave the Irish the police job because they were low-level people at the time. They were called scum. So they gave them the job to protect the rich persons. They were getting manumission for their own people because they didn't look at all white folks don't look at themselves the same either. I want y'all to get this over your head. They got low class. They call white trash. Y'all just said trailer parks. Now, let me ask y'all a question. All y'all on this line. I'm going to get one at a time. If they are planning to do what I think they're planning, that means they don't mind having the police shoot the black man on TV, get the effect they need for you to say, we hate the police. Now, what you think they're going to bring in if you hate the police? Get the sister, you first. What you think they're going to bring to Detroit? Because let's be honest, most of Detroit blacks probably hate the police. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is that your perception? They hate the police there.
Okay.
Now, the next question is, before I kick another caller, what you think they're going to bring in if they realize, the blacks really hate the police. We did our job. So now they hate the police. What you think they're going to bring to y'all for protection?
More control, more power.
What kind of control?
The robots, man. The robots.
Robots. Thank you, man. Thank you, Brother West. Hold on, Brother West. Now, you already called him.
The robot dog.
Yeah, right. The robot dog. Now, I just played a tape. If y'all been watching China, what you see on this program,
that's
you
true.
See China. China using drones. China using drones and electronic dogs. Now, y'all gonna follow that premise. I can tell you right now, mathematically, I'm not that bright. But mathematically, I'm bright enough to see this equation. Actually, but see how somebody making this noise. Now, you know you're making noise. You see what I'm saying? So I'm going to cut this show off, man. I see, that's stupid. See, when you got ignorant people on the show, too, I know y'all, some of y'all ain't bright, because you would not be moving around if you could hit the number one button and mute yourself. Thank you. God damn, man. This is why I say, how you niggas going to win a war? You can't do simple shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And I'm gonna be stern. I ain't got time to play with y'all no more. I love what y'all do. I love this show. But I'm going to keep doing it because I've been told to do it, and I have to do it because guess what? Y'all playing with danger. Y'all playing with pure fire. Y'all don't even know what's coming.
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Y'all say something real fast? Okay,
yeah, jump in.
Ali say we all down here to do a mission. Okay, we just ain't nobody right on this line. You ain't come down to earth just to be bullshit, like my man say, by making that noise. But if you want to find out, if you want to find out what your mission is, like I did, go back to your birth date and your month and look it up. Say what's going on the planet before I got you. Okay,
guess
put
what?
Your regular birth and you look and see what happened going on the planet before you got here. That'll tell you what your mission is.
Now,
okay,
stay with me. Now, you've been around a long time. We did a show on putting your number in. Because your star chart is your birthday. You look at the celestial war during the time you was born, that's your stargate.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's right.
If you don't, I'm a Libra. The brother Kwame right. told you the planet that rules Libras are Venus. That's part
that's
of the five that's part of the constellation. Now, if those of you don't know this, he said it was six planets. And that's called actually Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, if y'all ain't know that. That's what Snow White is about. Snow White is about planets. I don't know if y'all – go ahead, jump in. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Hey, Dry Bones.
Snow
I
White
wanna,
is about the planets.
Say, I want to make a comment on what the sister said in Detroit. Now, I knew it was a lot of election fraud in Detroit, but you asked her what the current position of the minds of the people, how they're going to vote. And she pretty much said they're going to go along with the usual. That is the problem with our black people, okay? We have to educate our people because the Democratic Party likes to keep them uneducated, on drugs, and they like the poverty crew to be a part of their voting powers. But it's those poor people and those inner city black folks do not go to the polls and vote this year. We have to, as a people, to educate these people because of the fact that our livelihood is at stake. That's how serious this election. A lot of people say, "Oh, I don't."
So
know.
Hold on.
I don't want to get involved.
Say, so you're saying that they use the let me get this correct. You're trying to say, and that's to the maybe we can look this up. We can get this. You're saying that the Democratic Party actually looks for what they consider the working class party, which would be considered the poor people.
Right.
Which is,
their main base right. is, yeah, their main base, because their main base is the inner city poor black people, and keep them on drugs, keep them dependent on the government. That's socialism. And we are the people that's not as impoverished. Because I really want to go back, because my roots are Buffalo. I really want to go and waken up our people there, because we don't have anybody going back to the community. The only thing we have going to the community is foreign occupation by the black people in power and the Democrats. That's what
I'm saying. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something.
Detroit.
That's why it is
in Buffalo.
Buffalo, Detroit, Atlanta. Now, if you in Atlanta.
It's some air here, but not like it is.
No, but you in Atlanta. Y'all, I'm going to tell you. I want you to know.
It's definitely overwhelmed in Buffalo.
In Buffalo. Thank you.
But the black belt.
The Arabs. We got the Ukrainians coming to Buffalo now. We got Ukraine coming. Buffalo is the refugee city. It's a camp.
Yep.
It's a camp. We got Ukrainians coming to Buffalo
now. Brother Eddie told you. Sanctuary. Brother Eddie told you. Brother D showed y'all. Y'all became sanctuary cities. When you realize what the name meant, sanctuary cities, if you would have looked this up a long time ago, many of y'all, you would have been like, that making sense. They saying that no matter what, whatever it takes, we're going to put you in a sanctuary where you can flourish amongst this population. Now, the population they're talking about flourishing in is yours. So this is not new. Y'all been hearing this for years. Now, Atlanta and Georgia. Hold on. Atlanta and Georgia. Let me you go next. Hold on. I want y'all to realize the Black Belt. I told you this a long time ago. There's an area called the Black Belt. That's Atlanta, parts of Alabama. Now, you black folks there, y'all the ones voting Democrat. The Black Belt is the number one. That's why Atlanta got all these goddamn TV shows now, because y'all are the ones promoting the gay agenda. That's the fact.
Exactly.
John Lewis.
Yep.
It's from where?
Yep.
Y'all got to be joking.
Atlanta?
Shout out to Brother Dr. Randy. If y'all don't know Dr. Randy, give Brother Randy a shout out.
Shout out to Dr. Randy.
Dr. Randy has some issues. But Dr. Randy, after he told the truth, he in D.C. Next Brother Kwame. He was in D.C. Brother Kwame. Brother Randy was in D.C., y'all. Told the truth about that bill. I asked Brother Ray. Brother Ray been on our show plenty of times. He got his own pretty much show on Antoinette. All I can tell you is D.C., and I admire, I'm going to let you go next, Brother Kwame. I admire the dude from Texas. He said, you know what? You want to put the immigrants secretly at night into my neighborhood? I'm going to put the immigrants right to D.C. Now, guess what, D.C.? All you black boys and women in D.C., because D.C. full of black folks. Now, you're going to feel the pain. You're going to feel the pain. Everybody going to start bringing these immigrants right to D.C., and they're going to eat your ass alive. Let me go with you, Brother Kwame.
And that's a very good point and a place to start, because Washington, D.C., the D.C. stands for Department of Corrections. This whole planet is under siege. See, this is the part that we don't
understand. That's a good one.
And the Department of Corrections has sanctioned regentrification areas. This is why the gentrification, this is why Detroit was destroyed, this is why the Midwest. Those regions have been specifically targeted, because what do? They bring them in through Canada, and there is no wall or border. They just come right across the river into the northern part of these
yeah,
Americans.
Yeah, Five Great Lakes and St. Louis Seaway. There you go. Five Great Lakes,
right.
St. Louis Seaway.
And
go.
So what they're doing is that they're following the empire that thermal empire is that every city is major city is by waterways. Brother
yep.
D is getting